Hello.
What up?
Hi, everyone.
What's up, guys? You sound terrible.
I know. It's okay.
Is it?
I'm much better. But my throat is just raw from all the coughing. So here we are.
I don't know. I'm stepping in.
I've got tea. I've got tea. It's going to be okay. My very cute mug. Sold out, by the way.
Yeah. I know some people that want that mug. They didn't get it when they had the chance. Then I received one.
Mm-hmm, same.
Feel pretty lucky about that.
Pretty VIP of us.
Yeah.
It's like pretty cool working here. And we get Teddy Fresh. I got my,
Oh, you're wearing the triangle.
Yeah.
You're wearing the Kroger triangle.
Wait, are you wearing a onesie?
What? A onesie?
I have the onesie on. What do you have on? Looks like a triangle.
Oh, you thought I was wearing a onesie?
Yeah, like over your black shirt.
That'd be crazy.
That's a shirt.
That'd be a crazy move. I'm not.
He's wearing a shirt.
It's just a t-shirt.
He was like holding it up like this and it had like a... Never mind.
There was a visual, some artifact thing occurring. But you know, you're wearing the triangle. You're wearing the green Kroger triangle that the Kroger emoji person was wearing.
Oh, right. The triangle.
Yeah.
I do have it in green as well.
Oh, that's not green. That's black?
This is black.
It's so hard being a man. Cause you know, we're more likely to be colorblind or something. I heard this. Is this true?
I have a theory, but you're not going to like it.
Why wouldn't I like it? I love theories. I love game theories.
Because I have a theory that some men, some men who say they are colorblind, it is an example of, oh my God, what is it called? Weaponized incompetence. They could just say, I'm colorblind. I don't know. So they don't have to like help their partner pick out colors for things or dress themselves or things like that. But I also know
every couple that I know,
there is a rods and cones thing. Yeah.
I was going to say every couple that I know, most of the men are colorblind and the wives are so mad that they don't have their men there to help them choose the color.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, this would be so much better and easier if a guy was here to help me choose the kitchen cabinet color, you know? If anything, a guy would be problematic if he was dead set. If it was me, if I got married like 8 years ago,
yeah,
I'd be like green camouflage cabinets, gold handles.
Ew, bro.
Green. It'll be like No Limit Soldier Master P type shit.
Got you. So you're saying it's actually beneficial that so many men are colorblind.
Men, that's just a waste of weaponized incompetence. As a master of weaponized incompetence, why would you waste it on something like that? You know?
Bitch, I don't know.
Ask
your friends.
Put the dishes in wrong.
I am sure they're doing that too.
Oh, you don't get all of them though. You have to pick and choose. Cause then at a certain point, you're just a complete buffoon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true. It's true.
And then there's a lot of ones you have to step up. You're like, oh, I wasted XYZ. I have to do ABC, you know?
Right. I acted like a child over this. So now I need to make the bed.
It's not all, you know, but there are things like, for example, I like to make a joke about the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But I have just like really one rule. Knives in upside down. Fit this shit in however you want. Mm-hmm. As long as it closes and it's washed, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, and I will say I make a lot of jokes about men, you know, and weaponized incompetence. But of the two people in my relationship, I'm the dude in that sense.
Yeah.
I'm the one that's like, oh, it's too hard. I don't know how to do it. You know,
hey, we know
Liz is so competent and she's so good at shit. And I'm just like, every time I see that stuff, I'm like, wow, men are trash. And then I'm like, oh God, I'm trash. I'm trash. So I do have some introspection as well. Anyway,
yeah, I got a lot of this stuff when I saw, I would get things on the algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
and be like, oh, look at this buffoon.
Mm-hmm.
And be reading the comments and see a similar example of buffoonery to the one that I'm like, look at this buffoon.
Yep.
And then I'm like, oh, the algorithm found me. And now, what is an algorithm but a mirror?
Mm-hmm.
A of mirror. Your
own buffoonery?
Yes.
I know. Indeed. I watch it. I'm like, shit. That's
but you know, I like some stuff. I like some things that, I always see, I watch on TikTok, I'll see some man mad that he's at Costco with his wife.
Oh yeah, I hate that.
And they're
that.
Like, oh, how do you feel? And he's like, this bitch. And it's like, I like going to Costco.
Costco's the shit.
And you know what I mean? But when you, if you're boomer man coded enough, and I think they're swaying the scale a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I shouldn't harp on boomer men, because boomer men will use weaponized incompetent. No, they're legit incompetent with certain things, but then yeah, they'll build a deck.
Mm-hmm.
They'll
mm-hmm.
build a deck. Yes. And I can't build a deck. You know what I mean?
It might not be up to code, but they'll build it.
Yeah. It'll last. It'll last though.
Yeah, for sure. No,
tons
yeah,
of splinters over the years.
They have some competence, but then, you know, the lead paint chips as children has caught up with them.
We're better and smarter than
them. That I think it popped up on my feed, but Kate, you liked it, where it was like type of shit dads tell you like early Saturday morning. He's like, all right, get out of bed. We're moving the driveway 6 inches to the right.
Yep. Yep. That was absolutely my dad. Like, he would.
Your mom wants the roof slanted 5 degrees more. So we're going to do that right now.
Yeah. Get up right now. My dad would, during the summer and on the weekends, if it was like 7 o'clock and we weren't out of bed, he was slamming the vacuum into our doors, vacuuming the hallway. And then I was on like the bottom floor. And if it got to like 9 or 10 o'clock, he would take the fucking hose and would just be hosing my windows. So yeah,
More my mom.
Progressive
king, a man vacuuming back in the 1940s or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, fuck you. But yeah.
My mom would do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like just be so loud cleaning, like open the windows in the winter.
Oh yeah.
Like come like open all the windows and turn on all the lights and start vacuuming.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Oh, coming in your room. The sound of the light turning on, why was it so loud? Just the light. But like the switch was so loud, slamming your drawers, looking through shit, asking you questions.
My dad didn't have that. If my dad did that to me, my brother or sister, we would have
fucking killed him.
Don't.
Well, you guys were my tall. Mom, you guys were big.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't matter. My mom had much more power.
Well, she's insane. We love that about her.
Yeah. Her and three sisters. They're all nuts.
Sisters are crazy. Sisters can be fucking crazy.
Come, sisters. Sure. We fly.
Yeah. It's almost time. Dude, we're getting Practical Magic, too. I'm so excited. It's probably going to be horrible, but I can't
what
wait
was
to watch
that again?
It a million times. Sandra Bullock, Nicole Kidman, their witch sisters.
Oh yeah, they have the now their kids are. Oh, I didn't tell you. You can't have a man or some.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You kill like all the Owen sisters' husbands or loves die terrible deaths.
Hmm.
And so, can they break the curse? We don't know. Tune in to the 1990s to find out. But yeah, we're getting a second one, and I can't wait.
Did you fuck with The Craft?
What a stupid question. You know
yeah,
I did.
What a stupid
you
fucking
know.
Question.
That
All
is,
the boys and girls fucked with The Craft.
Oh my God. Every October, it's Practical Magic, The Craft are like the two movies I have to watch. Hocus Pocus 2, but if I skip Hocus Pocus, that's fine. Gotta watch The Craft. Gotta watch Practical Magic.
Would you be hyped if like in real life, someone hit you up, the coolest girl from Duncan you know, and she was like, yo, we're witches and we want you to be part of the team.
Harley,
we're gonna show you magic.
I had a coven.
You had one?
Mm-hmm.
But what if your coven was approached? What if your coven was approached and you being the leader,
mm-hmm.
the alpha witch, if they were like, we want you guys as part of the secret society of sick ass witches.
Dude, that'd be fucking amazing.
You'd be all over it?
Yeah.
And then like you're hyped and you're all hyped and they're like, oh, and you could bring your wife. And like, so you're hyped about it and.
Yeah. Wait, what's the downside here? Something's going to happen. There's a twist coming.
You get there to the secret society and it's so sick and everything's so chill.
Yeah.
Everyone's leaning out with their bean out. And they're like, quiet. Shh. The grand sorcerer, power, the dark sorcerer is arriving and we must listen to him speak. How disappointed would
quiet,
you be?
Quiet, a man is here. Oh.
Yeah.
I'd burn that fucking coven to the ground. Oh my God. Yeah, I've,
And you were like, are you serious? We listen to this guy? And they're like, shh.
Nope. It's over.
Or what if they were like,
we're going to splinter that day.
Give him a shot. Give him a shot. He's a good guy. We all felt the same way. And then he takes off his hood and it's Bill Gates.
Listen, I hear you. I know. Just give him like 5 minutes. He's like an incredible warlock.
You're like already wearing the pointy hat, the pointy bent hat. Like you gotta listen.
Speaking of, Liz got me one of those. I don't know where it is. I gotta find it. She got me a witch hat. It's very cute. Liz. I did, I had a coven with some of my work friends, shout out, for a couple years and I still do solstice every year. I have a big solstice party. So I've been doing witchy shit.
What was that? You said work friends and you made L's with your hands?
Oh, that was for the lids. That was for the lids.
Oh, okay.
Just acknowledging you. Because we love to talk over each other. So I have to name men today.
Did you bring 10?
Dude, I have more than 10. I have so many.
Okay, cool. That's what I was going to ask next.
I have 11. And I have honorable mentions.
11. Okay, okay. I thought you were like, I have more than 10.
So much more than 10. I 11. Got 11, bitch. I have 11. Well, let's say this. I have an 11 and a half.
Danny DeVito.
You'll see why I have.
Oh, so we're getting 20 short guys.
I have like 11 and a half. And then I have a You're solid like this, list of honorary
sleepy,
mentions.
Sleepy, dopey, grumpy.
It's just the dwarf. Yeah, that's me. You're not going to be disappointed though.
In okay, that sense. Good.
So we have that to do. I did have a couple
Run
little
the
things.
List. Run Wait. The list. I'm just doing the joke.
I need to. I'm going to go as long as my voice can go. So
sounds
I
sounds
just...
worse. Like sounds like 50% worse.
Shut already. Up! You're a fucking asshole. Okay. So I had a question because I thought this was funny, but now you guys have made me so cynical. That I immediately thought that it was AI.
It is. Don't even show me it is.
All right. It's at the Red Bull event.
I will say the description of the reel makes me lean more AI. But I also
because
know this is a very real, this is a real
racist?
Thing that exists. No,
because
I'm just
you're
saying
racist?
Like, you're calling an Asian Tone person piece? Racist?
Tone this? Tone piece?
Well, because what about the description makes you think it's not real?
Just in
all
a lot
the Asians
of the brain,
I know are racist.
No,
just in a lot of the brain rot reels I've seen, this is the description that they put in it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, this slide is out of control?
No, the Mandarin
the
in the description.
The what, David? Thank you. Exactly.
Don't yell, Kate. Exactly. David, don't do this to her. She's, her throat's not good.
Exactly. You're right.
You probably just shortened the whole episode by 10 minutes with that.
Shit. Dang it.
Okay, so tell me if this is real because it made me fucking die laughing. Look at this big boy. Do you think that's real?
I want this to be real.
His hang time is crazy.
The hang time is very high, but it is the steepest.
Isn't that so good?
It That's is the amazing. Steepest of the ramps there.
Wait, so That's you know where this pick. Is?
I mean, there's multiple of them. I know there's one like in Mexico.
Mm.
But I know there's
I
multiple
I would never
of them.
Do this.
Let me see this guy showing the phone on the Zoom out if he's still doing this with the same person.
Oh, you want to see the guy down here?
Yeah.
I think it's real.
You think it's real?
Me too. Yeah. I think so too.
Because he like panics on the way down. I just love it. Dude. Whoa!
That's a great way to
I like
the
seeing
slide.
The other person that's like flailing that fucked it up in the very beginning. Like, play it one more time. There's one dude that like completely fucked it up and just
legs. Like down here, right?
Yeah.
You just see him kind of flail off. Yeah, right there. Yeah.
And this guy went on his tummy, so he went straight up.
Listen, being
fat.
And
he like held it for a minute.
The water slide is the place to be. You're gonna fucking cook all the way down.
Oh yeah.
You just gotta make sure no one's in front of you.
Yeah, I don't do the water slides anymore.
And everyone's in the splash zone.
Why?
I pick up too much speed. My body, the way it is, pick up way too much speed.
I fucking love water slides.
So fun. So you just
don't
do it
with your medium t-shirt.
So you just, what?
He said he loves the water slides. So probably with his medium t-shirt. He doesn't know what it's like. My back, surprisingly, is not hairy at all. The speed
so
like I pick up on this, it's like it's getting on those magic carpets on the snow that was just like a sheet of plastic, kind of like that built in.
You're like a porpoise going down the slide.
It's fucked.
Giant porpoise. I love that. Wait, they want a poll for whether it's AI or not.
They probably want a poll to bounce on.
They said, y'all are nuts. He went head first.
What?
Why is that bad? I mean, is that why it's crazy?
Wait, he did go head first, didn't he?
Does that mean it's
AI?
That's
how you get out the way he did that. You have to go, I think you have to go on your tummy.
Dude, if you go on your back, you're going to fucking whack your head on the slide. Like
you can go, I think it's angled that you're going to get away from the slide. Mm. I'm hoping that it's designed in such a manner.
Okay.
But I do see like, the sides, like I see that there's also like separations between the slides. It looks real. I mean, I would assume that slide technology would have improved.
Yeah, I see it. Galia sent a link to the place. Frenzy Water Park.
But you have to go down with your head first so that you come out in the way that he did where he was like standing.
Yeah. Yeah, see, look. It's real, guys. But maybe people think that the guy
That's
went
AI.
Too high.
That's AI.
But it won't let me click this, which is annoying.
No, it's a real play. I've seen
No, I mean AI designed this website.
This is such a fucking French website.
That mascot
there's
is
a video.
Terrifying,
Listen,
too.
There's a video. You click on it. It just refreshes the page. There's nothing here. French websites are so fucking bad.
I'm furious about these French websites.
So
dude.
Annoying. So annoying. Frenzy Water Park. I wonder where it is in France. Doesn't say.
Oh, they sent another thing.
Who?
Galia sent another thing.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I was
watching that ride called?
My brain turned off.
It's called the Water Jump.
Water Jump.
It's the water jump. I'm definitely going to follow this page. Oh, God! You fucking idiots!
Whoa, that's dangerous.
Dude, that is so dumb. Oh, my God! This is why men die first.
Men, stop, Kate. Don't. You're going to hurt yourself.
Stop.
Look what I put in the chat there.
Bam. What a fucking idiot.
In our chat right
chat?
Here. Yeah.
Okay. Super Aqua Club. Oh, this is your place?
Well, one of them.
Super Aqua Club. Club. Dude. I love a wave pool. I love a wave
that's
pool.
That's all I do. The only thing I hit here, I haven't been here in a long time, is I hit the whirlwind.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe the wave pool. I hit the Manicouagan.
C'est quoi ça?
It's the lazy river.
Ah, that's, I love a lazy river. I love a lazy river. That's season whirlwind.
Whirlwind's lit though. You get flushed down the toilet.
Say lit.
Have you seen the,
you get flushed down the toilet.
Have you seen the wave pool at the, water park at Disney World where it's an actual like huge wave that just destroys people?
Where?
I think I saw something that, like that that was that, and I was like, is this AI? It was a big ass wave at a wave pool and it looked too crazy. Are you telling me that's real?
It is real. I've been there.
You just get one wave and you're dead and then you go on with your life?
Pretty much. It's like every 15 minutes you just get destroyed.
Oh my God. Wait, I don't see the lazy river. Where is it?
You have to go to St. Sever water slides.
Where's that? All rides? Wait, but it's not here?
This is Super Aqua Club. This one you get flushed down the toilet. Okay.
So it's a different club.
Yeah.
God, everything is so Catholic and fucking.
They got Calypso also.
What's that?
Water slides.
Le sommet, Saint-Sauveur. Oh, so they do water park in the summer, skiing in the winter?
Yeah, like the trails end up being like tubing.
Oh, that's pretty sick. I like that.
Snowboarding through those things was awesome.
Yeah. Okay, I want to see your lazy river, please.
I just don't play the audio.
Details.
Le Manicouagan.
I sent a link to the one in Disney World. It's Typhoon Lagoon.
L'Aqua Ballade. L'Aqua Ballade.
I don't like that name.
Yeah, where did your name come from? I haven't seen that.
It was called
here.
Le Manicouagan.
Le Manicouagan.
Yeah, it's
Le Frisson. Blizzard.
I don't like that either. They switched it up. Probably got new owners. Probably got new Jewish owners.
Fucking.
Whoa! Fucking what?
What?
I was just trying to riff.
Just trying to riff. What are you riffing in an Xbox live party playing Modern Warfare 2?
Whoa. What do they call it? Like the waiting room?
Really went in
room?
On the Jew shit there.
In the lobby.
In the lobby. Yeah. I've been
like, yeah, a couple
in.
Fucking.
Couple fucking gentlemen probably bought it. Oh my God. Well, that looks fun. Why do we? This is like the fifth episode in a row where we end up down a water park.
Look at the links I sent. And then Galia sent the links to the survival park in China.
Oh, is that the one with the big, like the blow-up whale that someone had?
No, so that's the blow-up whale is the one in Disney World.
So funny. That one's so funny.
So that's a real wave pool at Disney World. Okay, so this is the survival park in China.
All right, POV, you can experience all kinds of disasters in China.
Just don't play the audio.
Oh, yep. Oh my God, this is horrible.
I did. So at first I didn't know what Holly was talking about, and I did see some of these videos where you just experience like a hurricane and a flash flood, and like you have to try and escape.
Like, this is terrifying.
She's fighting for her life.
I'm happy for them.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
Hey, they paid for it. That's what they wanted to do, right?
Yeah.
This is bizarre. That's bizarre. I mean, there's stuff that we do that's similar, right? Like the Spartan games where you're, like, crawling through the mud and shit. But, like, to
yeah,
frame
but I've
it
done
as
that. This is
a disaster is wild. That's wild. All right. And
it's
then,
also like we built this huge place for this, like they had the water flowing through that trail thing there.
Yeah.
Do you
they
think
built
maybe,
all that
maybe
for
it's
this?
Like, or maybe it's like from the Olympics.
No, this is a, this is just an experience that people want.
Well, no, I know, but I was thinking maybe they had created this building for the Olympics because this looks like
they utilized the
kayak or some
it.
Shit, but
maybe,
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know.
It's China though. They can build that shit.
All right. This one is, I'm at a natural disaster. Okay. This is another natural disaster park.
I think it's the same place.
All right. Oh my God. They just have.
Why was that guy trying to sit on an office chair?
What the fuck? Oh, they just give you props? That's fucking crazy. All right. What
I feel like
thing?
That's how you get your tooth knocked out.
Okay. This yeah. is, yeah, for sure.
You so sign something that's like, we're not helping you. If anything's happening, we're
yeah.
not helping you.
You're, there's a waiver. There's a very long waiver, I feel. Oh my God. All right. So this is Typhoon Lagoon.
Yeah. This is a
can I play
water
the
park
audio?
In Disney World. I think this one you can.
Okay. Who took these Disney World waves the best? Okay. Jesus Christ. Girl, you're going to pop right out of that thing. He's too skinny. He's going. Yep.
The other link I sent Whoa. Of the whale is the best one, though. That oh, one you can't play yes. audio. But just
no,
mowing over
also
people.
I love it so much. And I've seen, like, multiple POVs of it. Oh, it's so good. I thought it was in China for some reason.
Nope,
maybe
that's
just because it was, like, super crowded.
The China okay. of America.
The China of America.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Wait, what did we call Israel last time?
Callaway.
No, Callaway.
Is Israel
Callaway, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have an update
that's
for
right,
that,
Callaway.
By the way.
We do, we do.
Israel.
Yes!
Israel.
Yeah, I got a quantum driver.
You got
they're,
one?
They're unclear.
This is so fucked up.
This is one that I think I thought was AI when I saw it.
Yeah.
It's running people over.
I know. I was like, it looks great.
Also, I was right. It is China, Bing Bong.
That's in China?
That's yeah. the Bing Bong. That hits oh. weird up right after.
Okay. I always say Bing Bong.
I will say, yeah, I looked up Wave Pool Disney World, and this is the first video that popped up. So I thought it was the same place. But it's the same concept.
Because I've seen it. I don't know if it was here, but somewhere, and it was much more crowded and chaotic, but this is so funny. I love it. I love it.
AI, though.
Shout
that
out
one's
Water
AI.
Parks. No way. I'm
shout
just
out
glad
Action
big...
Park.
Dude.
Shout out Action Park.
Dude.
Have you guys both seen it? Class Action Park?
We watched it with you at the office
Shut
last
up.
Year.
Dude,
you don't remember
I love
anything?
That. I love that documentary so much.
Yeah, it was great. So I was good. Like, I want to go back in time and work at Action Park.
You would 1,000% have worked at Action Park. 100,000%. You would have broken everything in your body for some free Coke.
Action Park.
Fucking, and it was just coked out fucking Wall
I'm gonna
Street
watch
guys.
It again.
I need to watch it again. I definitely
when they
need to.
Would give them $100 to go down the full
yes.
loop slide.
Talk and they about sent, broken teeth.
Yeah, and they sent the dummies through and like the head pops off and to it like the leg pops off. $100.
Dude, they need to make like a real movie about that. That'd be so fucking funny. Okay. Oh, the
Which
update.
Men would it be starring?
I want to say it would I would
Elliot
like it to
Page.
Be just No, just get some unknowns in there.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's
from
how you
where?
Gotta do it. I don't know, from Hollywood.
Oh.
From Central Casting.
Oh, they speak English?
Why would they not speak English? What the
fuck? I don't
fuck?
Know. It's, you could do whatever you want. It's make-believe land. We're making up
true.
Everything as we go along.
That is true. That is very true. No, yeah. I think that would be great. It could be like...
Starring Timothy Chalamet.
Shut the fuck up. And Tom Holland. And who else are we sick of? Robert Pattinson.
We are not sick of Robert Pattinson. We are not sick of Robert Pattinson.
We're just getting started with him. We're just getting started. Then we didn't even get to Batman too.
He'll be the crazy owner.
He's got 4 more years
right?
at least.
Somehow he'll be the crazy owner.
I take it back.
4 more years. I'm glad you're hearing yourself. You know what I mean? You're finally hearing yourself. Oh, here's the update on the Callaway good story. Well, first of all,
the Israel
the,
of golf.
The Israel of golf, the heads of marketing at Callaway and Good are both fucking done. Both done. And Matt Kendrick, the guy who was like, in my opinion, drunk texting on Twitter when everything was happening in the middle of the night, he has stepped down, which means he probably got a nice package to shove off. Or maybe he got fired. We don't know. There's a lot of forced resignations and in the world of corporate America. So that's probably what
look
it is.
Look at that guy.
Good.
Yeah.
He's got an alcohol problem, if I had to guess.
Yeah, and a gambling problem, too.
What do you do after
easily.
That? You get all this golf money and, you know?
Yeah, he's probably going to gamble. He's probably going to become like a professional gambler. That would be my guess. What else do you do? Start another golf company?
Going to start streaming on Kick with Stake.
Yeah, probably. You're probably right. Maybe he'll start doing pedophile hunting.
No, you do that later.
Well, that's later. Okay.
You have to succeed at the other ones first.
Or fail.
Yeah, but everyone has to watch you fail, though.
Yeah. We need to, like, go through the motions. So then when you get to pedophile hunting, we're like, okay, we'll allow it. It makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I think that you're right about that.
La.
Oh, you want me to, David wants me to show Tesla's robo-taxi.
Well, it was just funny.
He got fired for that.
Frick is that? What?
I can't believe he doesn't have his company anymore now.
Elon?
This guy, good, because of that video.
Good.
He never even saw the video.
That's right. So he says.
I'd be so pissed.
That's what happens, man. Someone,
unless like you gotta get like you gotta get something that's so good that you're like, fine, I'm not gonna do anything crazy.
Oh yeah, for sure. He got a golden gag on his way out easily. But I mean, that's what happens. And this is like, none of these people end up like ruining their lives by doing this shit. They get plenty of money. Trust and believe that. Okay, what's this robo-taxi?
So it is I didn't put it in the talk to support it. There was just a very funny video that they posted, releasing it. So they just launched this robo-taxi, which is like similar to, Waymo, where it's a driverless car that drives you around and it's all AI. And, they were releasing videos on how to ride in it and call it. And they wanted to post a video highlighting, how accessible it is for all types of people. And they made a slight error in the video, and I thought it was very funny. Someone pointed it out on Twitter, so I'm not going to take I can't take credit for it, but it is very funny. That's afterwards. But go back to the website.
Okay.
And you scroll down to where there's like a part that says accessibility.
Okay. Oh god.
So there's a guy pulling up in a wheelchair, right? And they're talking about how it's accessible to everyone.
Sure.
And then.
No.
I don't see a problem with this, David.
He's putting his own wheelchair into the car.
But there's Braille, David.
There's Braille. And they're trying to point out that it's accessible. Like, yeah, it has a trunk, like all other cars have trunks.
How many CEOs aren't watching their commercials before they go out?
There's enough room. There's enough room for you and your crutches. Like what? Like a car?
Do you have a dog? It can come in with you in the back seat.
Wow.
But just pulling up in a wheelchair.
Very and then silly.
Putting his own wheelchair
into the car.
Dude, CyberCab cures people. He doesn't need his wheelchair anymore.
Oh my god. Should we do a poll? Is this AI, guys?
That is so stupid.
Yeah, this is AI. humans wouldn't have done that. The whole video is AI.
Why the fuck would they do wouldn't that?
Humans would have been like, oh. He should have a second person.
All they had to do was have a second person with him, right? Like you said.
Yeah.
Ew, I don't ever want to get in one of these doo-doo colored bullshit things. I already have my experience with Waymo. Never again.
Oh, you didn't like your Waymo?
I think that car looks sick.
But I got stuck? No. Yeah, sick like puke.
Well, I like that gold one. I don't like that one. That gold one, look at that one. This is the one that's in the AI video because it's not, it wouldn't look like that. I just don't think it would look like that.
Ew.
If it looked exactly like that, I'd be like, dude, we're in the future. Do you want to go in my future car?
I don't see like there's no
It runs
ramp.
On Wi-Fi.
There's no anything that really says it's accessible, right?
No, it's just a fucking car that has a hatchback. And they add Braille to the door handle.
But this is the way out if you don't know how a car is shaped. You've been blind your whole life and you don't know how a car.
You get in a car and you go, how do I get out of here?
Like a mime all of a sudden. Suddenly you're miming. Okay, so this
I mean, to be
is...
honest, the Waymos I think are more accessible to get in. The bigger ones is probably easier for someone with a wheelchair to get in than this. This is just a normal car. This is a sedan.
Just like don't say...
Yeah, but it's gold with gold tire wheels.
Just don't cool. say... Oh, you're so easy.
The other link I posted was just some douche who runs like a Tesla fan account on Twitter.
Oh,
posting just
gross.
The worst thing ever.
Austin, so posting, here I come.
He's posting
Couldn't
a video in an Uber with a cyber cab hat. The video is kind of irrelevant. It's just him sitting in the back of an Uber. It's what he writes that's like...
Do we see his face?
Go fuck yourself. No.
Oh, we want to read it. Okay. All right, David, will you please read it? In your
it's hard for me
voice?
To read. Let me pull it up on my screen.
Okay.
In my douchebag voice?
Oh, someone says... Okay, someone says, I have POTS and I can technically walk around, but I have been offered a wheelchair many times. I would use one like the way they are showing. Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Fair. I think it was just the visually... It's a bit shocking.
Why do so many people have POTS now? Is it a side effect from COVID?
What?
POTS.
I
it's
believe
like this,
it's something you're
it's
born
like
with.
This disorder that I think your blood pressure is really low. And like when you stand up, you get really, really dizzy. Sometimes you just get dizzy during the day and you have to sit down or use a wheelchair or a cane or whatever. And I just feel like so many people have it now. It's crazy.
If you stand up and get dizzy.
But it's more sustained than that. It's like, it's something to do with like your heartbeat. What is it called? It's something orthostatic. I know like multiple people who have it. Yeah. It's a disorder of the autonomic nervous system where standing up causes an abnormally rapid increase in heart rate, leading to dizziness, fatigue, and other symptoms. Yeah. Cause your blood, it says your blood pools in your lower body and then your heart tries to like speed up. To compensate.
And you're thinking people got this from the vaccine?
No, not from the vaccine.
Very interesting.
Not from the vaccine. Not at all. But shit happened with people's blood from getting COVID. Like people's blood like thickened and shit. Yeah, people are saying it's, some people had it, say it's post-COVID related. No. Crazy.
The one person I know who has it was born with it.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I guess it can come in different ways. Someone said POTS can be brought on by gastric bypass. Don't get me fucking started on gastric bypass. Don't get me fucking started.
My buddy's dad beat that. He did.
Everybody I know beat that.
Yeah,
everybody beat I know who got one is fat again. That shit is powerful. That shit is powerful. But then
two
you're
friends
fat.
And they, it's two friends and they kept... They were like off. Their timing was off. They were both fat and then one was fat and then one stopped being fat. And so he gave, his buddy all his fat guy clothes.
Okay.
But then that guy got skinny while the other buddy got fat again. He like gave the clothes back.
Oh.
And then went to go bring them back.
The fat pants. Yeah. We love that. I love that. That's really sweet.
Sisterhood of the fat cap.
Sisterhood of the fat clothes. Oh yeah, everyone I know ate through it. And then you're fat again and you still can't absorb vitamins. It's a crazy life. No judgment. It works for some people. I have just seen in my extreme personal life with people in my family that it has adverse side effects. All right, let me do my men. So then we...
Excuse me.
I don't know why I said that.
For starters, there's sorry to interrupt. I know I have a huge issue with interrupting. Apparently,
according to who?
You didn't listen
Chat?
To the show. You didn't listen to the show. Someone called in and goes, "I love David, but he interrupts too much."
Someone
Did
said
today?
That.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were joking. I was making a joke.
Okay. Okay.
But
pretty
I,
sure
I
it
just,
was me with a voice changer.
I wanted to read this douchey tweet, and then we
oh,
have
I'm
to
sorry.
Do our ad read.
Oh my God, it's already time for our ad read.
I know.
Okay, read the tweet.
This is from @TeslaConomics.
Do it nice and douchey.
I'm in an Uber right now, heading to the airport to fly to Austin for Tesla's Cybercab launch. And the guy driving me has no idea I'm flying to an event for a car that will make his job obsolete overnight.
Ew!
It's just the truth.
There is no
need for anyone to ride an Uber once Cybercabs are flooded around the U.S. Cheaper, safer, cooler, consistent,
ew.
No tipping, no awkward driver interactions, no cancellations, and available 24/7. I'm sitting inside the transportation model of today, on my way to see the transportation model of tomorrow. Austin, here I come.
Ew.
And if he just wrote "come see you M" at the end, I would have been a fan. I would have bought his flamethrower if he made one.
Yeah, you would have got anything from him.
But
ew,
it has to be purposeful strategy maneuver.
Say more about that.
Well, it just, we're talking about it. It's that move, but just, you see now where the bar is.
Mm-hmm.
And how some people are just like, you know, I like to make a lot of jokes about AI,
mm-hmm.
but many people are going to be affected by it, and there's going to be many people that lose because of
jobs.
It existing.
Yeah.
Yeah. There will be, I assume, few people that win, and it's a thing that's going to happen. And just some people are, you know, they want to believe, they'll be like, oh, you get left behind then.
Right.
You get left behind. So sorry, you're going to get left in the dust. And if you just take that mentality and just Trumpify it and apply it to some CEO like this, you'd be like, this guy's driving me someplace. He doesn't even know I have his future
idiot.
In my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm about to eat it for lunch. But whatever he said.
And
what I said is cooler than what he said, by the way.
It's inevitable. It's inevitable.
Yeah. So
this man's going to be out of a job. I'm just saying the truth. It's like,
right. Like what a piece of shit you have to be to have a moment with that. And even if your brain was that broken to think like that, to share it with everyone. Cause I'm sure I'm sure a lot of people are like, well, you suck, but
yeah.
I bet there's a lot of people like, yeah, man, I hate tipping these Uber drivers.
Yes. I hate talking to them. You know, I think that we as humans need more awkward interactions with each other. Like,
yes.
I saw a thing from a therapist on Instagram that I follow, and she said, you're not antisocial, you're out of practice. Or you're not, like, the reason you dread even going to see your friends, it's not because you need more time to recharge, it's because you have stopped doing it. And I think that's so fucking true. Like, you're not mm-hmm. used to going out and socializing and talking to people because fucking COVID happened, and we're still dealing with, like, the social impact of that. And I am absolutely guilty of that, of just being like, I don't want to do it. It's going to be too much work to go out. It's like, that is a part of being human, is
I'll
having
tell you one
human
thing.
Interactions.
I agree with that. Living in Pervert Park. In Florida,
mm-hmm.
big shout out. I had a lot of interactions with people. Just the way people exist there in that area.
Yeah,
you know, you'd go into the into Target, and two people would speak to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, two people, and it's like every time. And I could even say, like, there have been times where it'd be more than two people have spoken to me. Just going, like, in a complex from, like, Target to the Pollo Tropical,
the Cracker
like
Barrel.
There's just, you have interactions with people in the parking lot and stuff.
Yes.
People out there speak more. And also, I think it had something to do in my, cause I thought about it while it was happening. I was like, oh, this is interesting. People mm-hmm. here are very friendly in a mm-hmm. way, or just social. And what I thought about it was, cause I was comparing it to back home, months of the year in Montreal, you're not talking. It's
isolated.
Cold. So you're literally mm-hmm. bundled, and the interactions only happen inside.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you have like a hat on or whatever and all this stuff, it's kind of harder to hear. Sounds are muffled.
Yeah. It's
and I was just like in my head, just trying to make sense of it in a way. So I'm like,
yeah.
Although I'm sure the weather makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But
Oh, yeah, no, New England's the same. Like, we are a cold people in, like, every sense, you know? Like, my wife's from the Midwest, and she was like, oh, we should go over and meet our new neighbors. I was like, why? Why should we do that? You know? And, like, so I have gotten into the groove of just, like, not wanting to put any effort with, like, real human people. And, I mean, I grew up thinking that leaving people alone was polite, right? Like, I think that's just a New England thing of, like, no, your neighbor doesn't want to fucking hear from you. They're in their home. They want peace and quiet. But I don't hate being places where they're more social. Like, when we were in a fucking Wawa in Pennsylvania, multiple shout people out, talked to us. Out. Shout the fuck out. I love Wawa.
Shout out Wawa. Shout out Wawa. I used to get fucking coffee first thing in the morning.
Bitch.
Uber Eats delivered at Pervert Park.
Their pre-made iced coffee that you can just get out of the thing is perfection. It's fucking perfection.
And it's always ready to go. They're always ready to go right now.
Yes. No, you just go up and pour it yourself. Like a soda. It's got cream and sugar and it's perfect. But, like, every time that my wife and I have been in there, like, on a road trip, we have had conversations with multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, what are you putting in your coffee? Like, or someone helps us or.
Yeah, exactly. That's the type of interactions I'm talking about that they don't really happen around here.
We don't have them here either. No one wants to talk to each other.
There's a big, also where I'm at, there's a couple language things happening. Maybe someone is from somewhere and they're learning French they're from somewhere and they're learning English and French.
Yep.
So it adds
that's a barrier, yeah. But
I determined with one of my neighbors that he was worthy of me coming over and introducing myself.
Yeah.
Because there is an element when I go somewhere and like, maybe there's few people or who knows what, there's an element of like, I'm a very large guy.
Yeah.
And I want to let people know, like, I'm not, like a scary large guy.
Yeah, that you're a safe guy.
But yeah. I'm mad sick and locked in and chill Hell and
yeah.
funny.
Hell yeah.
So I went over and, I could tell, my neighbors from the way they move, they're from elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over and I was like, what's up? I'm Harley. That guy I drinking out of the garbage can. That's my buddy Amir. He lives like 5 minutes away.
He's cool. He'll ride his bike over here.
And I was like, you know, not all of you can live in this house at the same time, by the way. No, I'm kidding. I didn't say that.
You're like count. You're like making count.
So you all live here? Cause I see like four vans sometimes. And that's a lot of families.
Can I get names and ages, please?
You know, you can't have all these families in one house, by the way. I told you when I have the mustache, I get way more kudos around the whole neighborhood.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They love the mustache.
Yeah.
Which ethnicity likes the mustache and trusts it more? I think you said it was a specific ethnicities, right?
Do you have that Tamara soundbite?
Oh, is it Indian people?
Yeah.
They like the David. Mustache?
They respond well. Yeah, they respond well to it.
South Asian people, I believe.
Yeah, they vibe with it. Yeah, exactly. I was like, he covers a couple places, yeah, a couple yeah, cultures yeah. here.
Oh, that's
yeah, they,
so cool.
They fuck with it. When I'm around, they're, you know, it is what it is. But mm-hmm. it just so happens when I have a mustache, there's a much higher rate of being called boss.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, boss. The rate that I get called boss. When I don't have a mustache, I'm usually calling them boss.
Wait, say that again?
When I don't have the mustache?
Mm-hmm. You call them boss?
I'll call them boss.
Nice. I didn't realize.
They fuck with that for the most
they
part.
They loved boss. Okay,
I haven't come across a guy, this is crazy. I haven't come across a guy who looks like he's from India that doesn't love being called boss.
Interesting.
Or call me boss.
Well, you live in a very diverse city. So you have a lot of contact with a lot of different people. And we love that.
There's a lot. Montreal's got people. If you went to that place that I always talk about, Stereo, if you went there and you went to the smoking section.
Yeah.
It's literally insane. All the languages you hear.
That's cool.
And that's just cause that's the type of place where You don't have to speak there. You go, mm-hmm. you buy a ticket, you walk and you get the bit. So it doesn't matter. You don't need, you can't even order anything. You don't need to speak any language. You could just go there.
You're just in, right.
And then so when people are outside smoking cigarettes in that spot, like it's crazy the languages that are going off there.
Just flying in the smoking section. I love that.
I was just going to add one more thing about interactions before we like are so late on our ad. But I was going to say, fuck! I feel like being in LA, it's like, it kind of makes you like hate interactions and like anxious because like I feel like everyone is like LA is a chiller place, but I feel like everyone's in a rush. And so like going to Trader Joe's and having like an actual interaction with people is like anxiety inducing. And then I feel like when I visit other places not in LA and everyone's just like chatting and taking like a 5-minute conversation every single time, I'm like, I feel like I'm like behind and I need to.
Yeah, I have that too. I definitely have that too where I'm just get the fuck on.
That's you know, so like the big time like that.
It's New England. I mean, it's and big cities. I think it's just like get with it. If you're like slowing down purchases,
right?
That's fucking annoying. That's annoying
because then you're like holding up other people too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like I will say the stereotype of Trader Joe's is very true. And like I'm not a grumpy person. I love interacting with people, but something about Trader Joe's. It like I pick out the person that I know I'm not gonna have like they're not gonna talk to me that much and it still like every single time. So Jenny and I love making pizza at home and every single time I grab pizza dough and stuff, they're like, "You making pizza?" I'm like, "No, I'm building a fucking bomb." What the fuck?
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's people are like especially chatty. I think they're supposed to be.
What do you say when he asks that?
I'm like, yeah. Gonna be a good one. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Like, you gotta be like, I don't know. Got any suggestions?
Hey, what
hold
you
on.
Like?
Let me get my notes app.
Are you a Hawaiian guy?
I was thinking we could make a big taco with it, fold it up into a taco inside with this dough. You like that?
Yeah. Fuck or dessert pizza. What do we want to do, guy?
There was another time
what's
where
this Hawaiian shirt you got on. Don't tell me they make you pay for that.
Just to be worse. Just be worse to them so they get uncomfortable.
Lean over the counter as they're checking stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah. How was your lunch break today? What did you have?
Yeah. There's another time I walked in. Yeah, fuck. It doesn't matter.
Fuck. Galia is very mad at us. Wait, I don't have the words I need to say for it. Where is it? Did you put it in the doc, sir?
Just sent again right now.
Oh, okay. Where did you send it?
WhatsApp.
Okay. Guys.
Start that over.
We are back with our favorite spicy sponsor, Balesa is back. Sponsoring the show, and we want you to stop what you're doing and listen because we and Balesa are giving away free spicy toys or gift cards to every single one of you. Everybody's gonna get something, either a free toy or a gift card for toys at Balesa. If you haven't heard of Balesa, they are a by women. Not by women, but it's a company made by women for everyone company that's completely flipping the script on sexual wellness. And now they are here hooking up the H3AD family. We recently talked about the Rose and we did a giveaway with them. So shout out in chat if you received yours. This little flower shaped suction toy is iconic. There's also the Whisper Collection, which is nearly silent. Or this one says fully silent. Toys, vibrators, which I guess we are allowed to say. And so, again, I don't have mine with me right now because I use them. But my favorite thing about Balesa toys is they come in a cute clamshell case and you charge it through the case. So you don't just have like a toy out plugged in. It's just this cute little thing that's you can put on your dresser or your windowsill plug it in, and you're ready to go when you're ready to go. It's not going to blow up your spot in any way. So, of course, Harley and David and I had to hook you guys up. Harley, I know you, we talked about the rose, but I know you have experienced the ultra blow for men or people with penises in general. Say more about it.
I'm a huge fan of the ultra blow. I got it right here by my desk.
Yeah.
Break it apart, put it back together, easy to clean. Mm-hmm. That's important with these things. Mm-hmm. Let me grab this here. Listen to this. Listen to this.
This feels like QVC.
Do you hear that?
No.
You don't hear that?
No. Shut the music off.
Do you hear that?
I do hear it now. Whoa!
I got a jailbroken.
What?
Now, you guys aren't allowed to do that. It's totally unsafe. And I know a guy.
You're
I did
so
get
dumb.
A jailbroken, so it does reach crazy speed levels. But the ultra blow is already, hey, the ultra blow is my ultra bro.
He's yo, always there for me. Hey, yeah. Love that. Good one, Harley. So we are sending out, in collaboration with Balesa, we're sending out free toys and free gift cards for toys to anyone who signs up. You heard that right. Everyone is going to get one or the other. Just click the link. Do we have the link in the description?
Of course.
Okay. The link is in the description. And we also have it here below. It's bbvibes.com/aftermath.
Hello.
That's BB.
Ultra blow.
That's bbvibes.com/AFTERDARK. And thank you again to Balesa. Go get yourself some fun stuff and let them know we sent you so they keep sponsoring us. Thank you.
Get that sneaky thing, the famous one that everyone loves.
Put it right on your bean. There's like sexy card games and stuff too. They have all kinds of stuff, so go check them out.
Play sexy poker and whack off.
Yeah. There's lube. Galia mentioned lube for some reason. Get lube. She said get lube. And Galia's never lube. Wrong. Galia is never wrong. So go sign up and get your free toy or gift card. Thank you. Yo, someone said they got $30 off. That's awesome. That is a really good deal. That's incredible.
Your bean will thank you.
Yeah, your bean will be very happy. That's awesome.
New merch idea. It's a bean thing. Thank you.
Lana said she got over 100 off. That's insane.
Hey,
wow.
Shout out.
Well, thank you guys for signing up. Delivery is discreet for sure. And like I said, charging is discreet, which to me is like the most annoying part of vibrators usually, is you just have to like have them out somewhere, but they just are so like compact and cute. Love it. So thank you, Balesa. We love you. And now I need to talk about men. Are we ready?
So like you're stalling, waiting for some act of God to cut the power.
No, I'm not. Okay.
Now there's a man I enjoy.
So I haven't been stalling. It's probably been a couple weeks since we talked about this. I don't remember what prompted it, but here we are. I am going to name my top 11 hetero men because, guys, I could not narrow it down. I couldn't narrow it down. And there are also a lot more that I will also share with you as honorable mentions. All right, let me do my now, men. Thank you. That was fast. Who did that? Who gave you that?
It was given me 2 minutes after you said it.
Bye. Was it Deej?
It was Woofy? It's Woofy, of course.
Shout out, Woofy. Well, I know Deej does them too.
Shout out.
Okay. Now, of course, there's a disclaimer. I have made this list in good faith, albeit under duress. This is not a list I intended on making ever in my life, but we're here. I have limited it to heterosexual men, as I promised, because I could have made a list of 10 drag queens and called it a day. But we all know that's not what people want. And also, all men on this list are alive, because I was also starting like a dead men list with like Shakespeare on it. But that's like a whole other thing.
And you know he did fucked up shit.
And we're not. Yeah. Well, that brings us to the third paragraph of my disclaimer. I do not co-sign any of these men now or in the future. That's why it doesn't say these are my favorite men, because I don't tend to
Your
have
ops are going
to
cut this part out.
Men. I don't give a fuck.
Your ops are going to cut this part out.
Dude, my ops be cutting.
They're going to throw up Netanyahu on there. Number one for Kate.
Number one. And
Benjamin
Sabra
Button
Hummus.
Yahoo.
Benjamin Button. Harley, that is...
It's growing on you, eh? It's pretty
so
good,
fucking
eh?
Funny.
It's
so good. Someone needs to draw that.
You see that music video that dropped where he's singing in the video?
No.
He's singing in a music video.
God.
I saw some posts that I were like official posts that I was like, what's going on? What the fuck is going on here?
I have not seen it.
It literally felt like We Are the World.
Okay.
Anyway.
As I said, I do not co-sign any of these men now or in the future. If they do something fucked up or if they've done something fucked up that I didn't know about, it really only serves to reinforce my worldview. So there's no downside. And enjoy. All right. Like I said, I couldn't narrow it down to 10. So we have like 11 and a half. Number 11 is Johnny Knoxville.
Now there's a man I enjoy.
Thank you. Jackass is like so central to my humor and things that bring me joy. As you guys know, I love watching men get hurt. People getting hurt in general, but specifically the Jackass guys injuring themselves is like one of my purest joys in life. I think what he did with Jackass is revolutionary. I think he's fucking nuts and I love that. And he also gave the world Wee Man. Who
is that your half there?
Yeah, opened a door for me that I did not know I was going to walk through. Wee Man walked so another man could run. Okay? I'll just say that. He probably got a nice package. We'll get to him later. Number 10, John Leguizamo.
Shout the fuck out.
I love John Leguizamo. I love everything he does. The Pest.
You would love Chef.
I need to watch Chef if he's in it.
He is.
The Pest was something my brother
Mario
and I.
Bros.
Oh, I saw Mario Brothers, Romeo and Juliet, Moulin Rouge. Like the dude has range. I love him.
The Odyssey.
He was great in The Odyssey. I hope he gets nominated for that. I don't know if he did. But
John Wick.
My brother and sister and I used to rent The Pest like monthly from Blockbuster. Maybe even more than that at one point. We watched it constantly. So, John Leguizamo, number 10. Oh, and at the end of this, I want you guys to tell me, like, yeah.
Jump scare.
if this list, like, you notice a pattern, because I couldn't really notice a pattern, but maybe my top men says something about me, and I would love you guys and chat to let me know. All right, Flavor Flav. Is one of my favorite men, and here's why. Flavor of Love is hands down some of the best TV that has ever existed. It is the blueprint for incredible reality TV, and Flav is a fucking natural. It gave us New York. Anything that gave that woman to us, the man behind it is a genius. He was great on Surreal Life too with Brigitte Nielsen, right? So I love Flavor Flav. He also is like the biggest women's sports fan. He's now sponsored multiple women's sports teams to go to the Olympics who couldn't afford to go. He is just like a huge advocate, for women's sports. And we know that I love women's sports. So shout out Flavor Flav.
Shout out.
Now. This is the only pattern that I was able to discern, so I put them all on the same slide. I have a thing for for small Jewish men. I don't know what it is. Small, smart, funny Jewish guys. Apparently, I'm a huge fan of them. Ben Stiller was probably
the first. You'd love Robert Goodman.
Who's that?
Some small Jew I know.
He's just like a guy. He's not famous. Whoa. Oh, okay.
No, he's like
really
a carpenter.
Went in on the Jew, like a woodworker. Shit there.
Oh, this is a garbage man.
Sick at it.
Well, send me a pic. Let me see.
Okay. Where's Robert the top hat? Goes out dancing. Where's the top hat?
What? That's cool. That's cool.
And like paisley shirt.
Okay. Okay. We'll see. You're losing me a little bit. But I love all of these men. I don't know if it's because of their Jewishness that comes through in some way, but Seth Green was on my wall as a teenager when I thought I liked boys. Loved him in Buffy. Ben Feldman. I've loved everything that I've seen him in. John
Stewart. Do you like women that look like that?
I mean, yeah.
All of these I could imagine.
They could be like lesbians.
I could imagine, yeah.
Especially like, these two.
Little they're like at Dunkin' making the sickest, just running that shit.
Yeah, like the fucking Navy. Yeah. No, I mean, Ben Stiller, I think is just so smart. Heavyweights, again, is like a favorite movie of mine. So I've loved him since I was a kid.
John Stewart is just. Meet the Fockers.
Yes. Meet the Parents.
We'll meet the Parents.
But
and
you
then
grew
meet
up
the
on Meet the Fockers?
Okay, I watched both, but like we rewatched Meet the Fockers more.
See, I'm a Meet the Parents girly. And even like Walter Mitty, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty that he did. Fuck, that's like one of my favorite short stories. And so I loved the movie. Yes. I saw the first one of that. John Stewart, so funny, so smart. Not always like, I don't always 100% agree with him, but he's so good in the moment in interviews. And I wish I was as good at like countering people as he is. So yeah, those are my tiny Jews that I love. Those are the tiny Jews I love. I've just collected them over time. Will Smith. Oh, he's cringe. Oh, he slapped someone. I don't care.
Hey, and this is a safe space.
Thank you. Thank you.
You like the slap, eh?
Yes. I thought it was funny. You think I didn't think a slap was funny?
I actually like, listen.
I mean, it was crazy, not funny.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
It was a wild time on the internet. And it was two men of equal stature, the same race.
Except for physical, but yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't.
It literally
like
did come down. People like, they checked it all and they're like, okay, wait. Oh, he's too big to do that to him.
that's what it was. He's too small.
Because I did see that out there. It was like, look how much bigger he is. But also, it was crazy for sure. And
I was outraged. I just wasn't.
I was like, shouldn't have done that.
Sure.
But like it hardly affected me. But people really, I don't think people should go up and like beat up comedians.
No.
At all.
No, but every famous white woman was just like wringing their hands about it. I was like, shut the fuck up. This has literally nothing to do with us.
You know what it did for me? I had bought the Will Smith Bad Boys skin in Fortnite.
Okay.
That's not coming back, dude.
That ain't
coming back.
That's true.
Wear it
you
all the time.
You got it now. You got it now.
You play Fortnite?
No.
Dude, I do. Let's squad up.
I played when it first came out for like a hot second.
You got like a nephew make you or something?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think we got the PS4 to play with our nephew, but he never wanted to play, so I played like twice. I could try it again. I've gotten better at gaming.
I honestly just go in there, I buy skins and leave. It's a problem. The X-Men are there and then I buy X-Men and leave.
The problem is the skins are very cool and it's hard to not go down a rabbit hole.
And now they have pets and shoes.
Yeah, now they have pets, which is worse.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, cause I got, right. I had,
that might get me.
Jules Winfield, Samuel L. Jackson's character from Pulp Fiction.
I
played with that one for a while, and then I went full brain rot when they brought back Tung Tung Sahur, and on June 7th, they had the 6-7 emote, so I'm like full brain rot in Fortnite.
Oh, God.
And it's awesome. God. I love it.
Do you like that, Kate, that he tongue-tongues a word in 6-7 on Juneteenth?
I don't know literally what any of that
not
means.
On Juneteenth.
Can you
not
believe David did a tongue-tongue Sahur 6-7 on Juneteenth?
He tongue-tongued Tupac Shakur on Juneteenth.
You know David tongued Tupac Shakur on Juneteenth?
No.
But speaking
do you
of,
know what tongue-tongue Sahur is, Kate?
No.
Oh, man.
He tongued Tupac Shakur's bung.
No. Long. Rest in peace, Tupac.
Oh,
I would never.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You would
God.
Never.
After we're done with your list, look up Tongue Tongue and you'll understand.
Okay. I probably won't remember to do that.
Okay. So, I'll remind you. I'll rudely interrupt you and I'll remind you.
My brain is like, you know how it is with the lean and all that. Okay. So, yeah, I don't care. I don't care about the controversy. I think him being cringe is fine. Summertime is without a doubt one of my favorite songs ever, especially in the summer, obviously. And Fresh Prince raised me.
I was
raised on that show.
The Uncle French Phil, Prince of Bel-Air.
Shout out Uncle Phil. If James Avery.
Shredder. That's Shredder
straight,
cartoon.
If James Avery was straight, he would be on this list. But he's gay.
Whoa. Wait, really?
Mm-hmm. Uncle Phil and Carl from Family Matters, both gay.
Gay. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shout out.
I think. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure they're both gay. Best TV dads. Anyway, Will reminds me that to be cringe is to be free. So shout out. Noah Kahan. From
really?
Vermont. Love Vermont. And he is.
Thought
the
it was
only...
Jesus for a millisecond, by the way. And I was like, whoa.
I thought it was Mike from PA.
Stop. Mike from PA wishes. He's the only dude whose music. He's the only dude whose music I listen to regularly. I love it. And it's very New England. And also he pooped his pants on stage. And I just think that's funny.
Jesus sticks. I saw him at SNL. He was the musical guest when I went.
Season of the Sticks.
He has some good
he
songs.
Was. His yeah, first like album is incredible. I love his first album.
I think it's for women that shit themselves in public, but.
That is actually true. Yeah. We have evidence, unfortunately, who poop in public and then shake it out their leg and then try to kick it under a chair and then it just smears. And me. Okay.
And me is good.
50 Cent. I love him.
Nice.
All of his songs. He's extremely petty, which is probably my favorite thing about him.
He probably
loved his
nice
whole
package.
Thing. That's probably true too. His whole thing with Floyd Mayweather is one of the best things on the internet. And as a young white girl, my Volvo station wagon was named Cheat Unit. And so I was always bumping 50 in my suburban neighborhood.
My Nissan Stanza was called the Stiggity.
The Stiggity, that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
It was called G-Unit because my last name, my maiden name starts with a G. So, okay. Bo Burnham. What is there to say? I mean, he's
someone, the first YouTuber.
Yeah. His talents make me so jealous. He's so fucking smart. Inside.
Eighth Grade was amazing.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh my
it's on my list.
Bruh. Holy shit.
I know. I need to see it.
Honestly, it's probably so dated now because all of like the crazy like kids jokes were like so specific to that time.
Hmm.
Like it was like LeBron James and like all that stuff.
When you were in eighth grade?
It's worth it like that. Like it's funny because like.
Oh, I'm sure.
But it is, it's no, like but it was really now. Like a perfect, like believable people. But yeah, anyways.
It was like a perfect screenshot of eighth graders at that exact time.
Was that when you were in eighth grade?
No, it was not when I was in eighth grade.
He was in 10th
I was
grade.
In ninth grade.
Thank you very much. I saw him live. It was one of the very last shows he did in Providence, Rhode Island. Shout out.
Oh, you ruined
Vets Memorial. It was
shout out to Balderdash.
It was the show where, when he went on H3, he talked about having a panic attack on stage. I was at that show. Mm. Couldn't tell. And that's how incredible he is.
Was that his second special?
Yes.
The one where he ends with the Pringle can thing.
The first one was
what?
What?
That's where
and
he says the F word.
Make happy. Yeah, make happy was the second one. And that I think that's the one that we were at, and it was so good. It was like one of the first dates I had with Liz.
Incredible.
And so
special.
Just all of is like wrapped up in that. And then Inside was like so cathartic during COVID. Mm-hmm. I couldn't watch it twice. It was like so emotional that I loved it, and it's one of my favorite pieces of art, but I cannot watch it again because it was like, I think I'll be traumatized. Like I'll be triggered by it. And he also dates very talented women and works with talented women. He's produced some of the greatest comedy specials recently that I've seen. So shout out Bo Burnham. I hope you're not a dickhead.
He dates talented women?
Yeah.
Does he fuck them good?
I would hope so.
Me too.
Yeah. Let's hope so. Let's pretend he does.
I think he's taller than you, so.
Let's pretend he knows where the bean is and treats it
right.
He is. He's a tall guy. Jim Carrey. I mean, what is there to say?
Someone said, David, you have to watch Zack Stone is going to be famous. You don't think I've already seen Zack Stone is going to be famous?
He was in that. He was literally in Zack Stone is going to be famous.
It's true.
He saw it before anybody saw it. David, you would have loved Brooklyn in 2005.
Thank you.
2005, no, maybe like 2007 to 2012, just like
David,
hipster,
you would have loved being 40 in the 80s.
Hipster era where you could just be like, I actually have that on vinyl and I saw that before it was cool. You would have really enjoyed the hipster life.
You would have been a tastemaker.
Yeah.
It's really hard to listen or watch something before it's cool now. It gets cool mm-hmm. too quickly and then it's not cool anymore.
That's such a struggle for you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You would have thrived in Bushwick. Okay. Jim Carrey.
What was the newspaper like?
It was
I still get the newspaper on
Saturdays. And Sundays had color.
Yeah, it does. It still does.
You didn't
does.
Get color the other day. Saturday, Sunday, all color.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sometimes you're lucky. A page, all Garfield.
Yo. I just get it for the crosswords. I still get the New York Times.
Lasagna.
Shout out lasagna. No shout out for Mondays.
Yeah.
Shout out John. No shout out for Odie. And put that bitch in a box and send her to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. Myrtle.
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Normal.
Okay. Number three is Jim Carrey. The core of my humor growing up to this day. But also in some of like my favorite more dramatic movies. We've talked about it a zillion times. Eternal Sunshine, Truman
Show.
Shout out. He's got so much range. He's weird now, which is also cool. And he was on In Living Color and blended so well with so many different comic geniuses at the time. Is a much more diverse cast than SNL. So I think he was where he belonged. So. Shout out
you
to
also,
Carrey.
Did you see that mini documentary that he released of him like painting? It came out probably like 7 or 8 years ago.
No.
I feel like I've seen clips of it like on Instagram.
He's a really good painter. And they posted like a little like 5-minute documentary of him painting.
Oh, cool. I've seen some of his artwork because he posts it, but I have to find that documentary because I love that. Oh, I left out fucking Trey Parker and Matt Stone. They're also.
You idiot.
They're also. Ugh,
let's start this over.
Face, right?
New list.
John Goodman when he was fat. I just love him.
Is the next slide Ethan in brackets fat?
Ethan only when he was fat. People I liked when they were fat. Another show I grew up on, Roseanne. My mom, like, for some reason R.I.P. really resonated Roseanne. With Roseanne back when Roseanne was cool and feminist and progressive and awesome.
Fight.
God,
fight.
That is like one of the saddest fucking losses. I loved Roseanne. She was so fucking cool.
She just makes pronoun jokes.
It's so stupid. I think her brain is wrong. She probably had like dementia or something. I'm just going to say that that's what it is. Cause it's crazy.
She's leaned out.
She might be. Like she had a show where she like ran a macadamia farm in Hawaii. I loved that fucking shit. It was like a reality show. But yeah, John Goodman looks so much like my dad. I've seen Roseanne a zillion times. He also has a lot of comedic and traumatic range and he's so cute. He's just a cute, chubby guy. So I loved him when he was chubby.
A more recent movie. I mean, not super recent that he was really good in that I know you didn't see.
What movie?
10 Cloverfield Lane.
Is that related to Cloverfield?
It was the like sequel to Cloverfield. Yeah.
Okay. Cause I saw Cloverfield and that was
the monster
hard to
from
watch.
Cloverfield.
That was hard to watch.
It was like a sequel and physically. It's John Goodman and like the main protagonist, like hiding away in a bunker and he's like weird and crazy.
Interesting.
It's very good.
He is also fantastic in Community. Have you guys seen the show Community? And he's like the air conditioner guy.
Him, yeah.
Oh, he's so good.
You guys watch Glee?
Yeah. Some of it. I watched it until it wasn't satire anymore.
I did actually rewatch like 4 episodes of the first season like a month ago.
Yeah.
On some weird show. Oh, cause I think I was enjoying that dude, the main dude, the teacher.
Oh God. Yeah. Mr. Schuster.
Yeah. So, so I think
couldn't
I was,
cast him
I was,
better. The real life embodiment of that character.
Literally.
And the. What the fuck?
What's going on?
I just remember when I saw Glee the first time, I was like, whoa, cool. Interesting show to be on television at this hour on this channel.
Right.
And I go back now and I'm like, wow, that was like really not that long ago, but this is universes away from something that would ever exist now. And everyone's like dead or a pedophile and dead.
It's
or can't
so
read.
Sad. Poor Naya Rivera. So sad.
So crazy.
But that first, like the first half of the season or maybe the first full season, it was satire and it focused on the teachers and it was kind of like inappropriate and weird. And then it just got like preachy. It got really fucking preachy. And then it just wasn't, I mean, it ended up being like for younger kids, like you, David, right? Like your age group.
And you ruined it for us, David.
Yeah, it like lost me. Cause then it was like all these like very special episodes and like maybe kids, especially like queer kids needed that. So I wasn't going to like bitch about it, but now I can.
But Kate really secretly hated it.
That was a fucking bummer. That was a bummer, but that's okay. Last but not least, number one. We all knew what it was going to be. It's Peter Dinklage. It's Peter Dinklage.
As soon as I saw your first one, I was like, whoa, we're getting two little guys.
Yeah. Wee Man was the first. I had to honor him somehow. He's a tiny king. He's a good actor and I think he's very handsome. He can do comedy. He can do drama. He can do a decent British accent. Not the best. He probably got a nice package. Maybe. Who
down
knows?
To his knees.
Yeah. Hanging low. Okay. And then I have honorable mentions. Okay. Cause I couldn't narrow it all the way down. So these are some of my honorable mentions. You will notice I had to put some people I know on here, and that is the dudes of H3. And I'm not just saying that because I
work
here.
Why did you put us last?
Well, because you're the people I know.
Whatever.
This is not an alpha. This is not in any order.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Say, yeah. Which I'm a
Romeo and Juliet's a big deal.
At the end of the day, I am a millennial woman. You have no fucking idea the grip that this young man had on us. And by the way, in Titanic, he fully looks like a lesbian and definitely influenced my taste in men.
He's a 100 footer
and women.
In Titanic.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God.
You should check out Leon.
put me in fucking steerage with a.
You check out Leon from Resident Evil.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He looks like Leo?
Looks like fucking Leon from Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Lesbian.
Looks like he's fucking holding it down at the Dunkin' drive-thru window, like night shift.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. yeah, so these are some of my other
gotta
favorites.
Flick that hair away before he flicks that bean.
What about Markiplier or Jacksepticeye?
Unfortunately,
or Mr. Beast?
They didn't make the list. They didn't make the list.
I will say Leo is an incredible actor, but
he's a creep.
As close
right?
to a pedophile as you can get.
As you can get. Who? I know. Leo.
I heard that he wears likes to wear headphones.
Yeah, while he has sex.
You heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Straight as hell.
I think he's fucking very messed sick. Up in that way. I love Paul Feig because he directs a bunch of movies that have strong female leads, which I love, like Bridesmaids, which is one of my favorite movies. He was also in Heavyweights. Love him. I've loved him forever. But I want to say about the dudes of H3. As a lesbian, it is not a joke that having favorite guys is hard for me because statistics. And as I said when we started the show, I have created a world in which I do not interact with men unless I trust them and I think they are good, cool people. And the men of H3 have always given me green flags.
Nate's the closest to not being safe,
though. No! I don't think there's anybody who's close to not being safe. I have just very hardcore discernment for the men that I let into my life and the men whose content I consume, and the dudes of H3 across the board have always given me just huge huge green flags. myself. Freudian slip. So I'm just happy with the fact that Ethan is so good at hiring other good dudes because it allows me to actually enjoy the show and now work for the show. So. Shout out to the dudes of H3. Shout out to them. Shout out to you and David as well.
You would have loved the dudes of Epic Mealtime.
I bet I would have. Bet I would have.
Some of them drank out of the garbage.
Well, I like Amir. I've met him a little bit. He's cool. He seems nice. He has a sister who loves the W, and so
yeah.
I love that. Okay. Yeah,
come to Montreal sometime and do coke with him.
Does he do coke? Does that guy do coke?
If you saw his eyeballs, you wouldn't have to ask that question.
Okay.
There's some people that are, people are shooketh that you didn't have certain people in your honorable mentions, at least.
Like who?
Shrek?
Conan O'Brien, Steve Carell.
Don't care about him.
Will Ferrell.
Mm. Will Ferrell, yeah.
Why don't you care about Conan?
I've just never, I mean, I think he's funny, but I've never,
I'm surprised you didn't give us any fictional ones.
Simpsons.
Dude, I didn't. Okay, I'm not a huge Simpsons girly.
Why didn't you do any fictional ones?
He's cool, but I'm not like it. Like I'm not like I don't know enough about Conan to put him on my list. I do have fictional ones, but I don't have them on here.
Conan's a goat.
Like Jean-Luc Picard.
He should still be hosting.
Who do I have?
He's Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
I had Laurie from Little Women. I had Thud from Hook.
Do you have Gomez Adams?
Oh, what a good one.
That is
a really fucking good one. No one loves a woman more than Gomez Adams.
Yeah.
I'm an Adams
fan. And also hypes her up so much and was never scared of overhyping her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I love everything the Addams Family does. okay. And because I'm myself, I also need to tell you about one dude who annoys me. Okay. And there is no reason. Well, there is a reason, but I'm not saying that it's rational.
It's Robert Pattinson.
No, and it's not Tom Holland. It's Jason Sudeikis.
No.
That's so funny because I was going to say Ted Lasso as a fictional character.
As an avid women's basketball watcher, I am so sick of seeing his stupid face at courtside at every game. And I'm not saying that this is what he's doing. It's great that he's supporting women's sports, but it just feels like he loves the adoration of being a man supporting women's sports more than he actually loves watching women's sports.
It's me on H3AD being like, fuck that guy.
It feels
fuck him. Fuck his wall of guns.
I have high walls. I have high walls for dudes. To me, I get a whiff of the performativeness of like a nice guy in which he is like, he puts himself in a position to look like this amazing ally. Look, he's got like a rainbow band on his fucking watch. I just don't like him. He fucking annoys me.
Harrison Walls.
Thank you. It's too much, Jason. It's too fucking much. I'm sure that hat is something activist related. Like this, I can't deal with it. I can't deal with this.
You want to know something cool about him? He's also
Have you been listening?
No. Okay. What?
He's a magician member at the Magic Castle. He's been learning magic.
What a legend.
Burn it down.
He just went up a point on my list.
Burn it down. No, like it's great. He just the way he always has the camera on him, like, oh, Jason Sudeikis is here again. What a cool guy.
And this is such a perfect, this is a very perfectly cool and cute picture that they got of him here.
1,000%.
He's just a little famous guy at his favorite sports event.
Hey, I just happen to love women's sports. Like, it's not a big deal.
I wear it all the time.
So that's my
shout out Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to say that though.
Say what?
That
I don't like him.
Yeah. Even if you think it, cause
I'm allowed to say whatever I want.
Of course. But you have to keep it inside that one.
Yeah. No, I don't.
What did he do wrong? Everything you did is you made up. You might be completely right. You probably are completely right. But you're still like, there's no proof. You don't know. You know what I mean? Do you know how many times? Yeah,
that's called an opinion, Bing Bong.
For sure. But I know how I move and I know how I look and I know how it seems. Sometimes I see shit and I'm like,
cocks. Oh. What?
Sometimes I see things and I'm like, oh, I think I know what you're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what this is. I'm going to call up my one or two friends that I could talk about this with, you now being one of them, that I'm like, you know what?
What do you think?
I don't know how I feel about this.
And I'm already call you like, up, I'll be like,
are you streaming? Are you streaming? No? Okay. Look at what I just sent you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jack Black. That's another good one.
Oh, that is a good one. Have you seen
School of Rock? She can remember because she's such School a big fan, Rock? But never seen any of his movies.
Oh, I still need to see that. Because I like
Have
him as a
Have you seen
musician.
King Kong?
No.
He was actually very good in King Kong.
He's very good. I
School
like
of
him
Rock.
A lot.
I've said enough about
King
about.
Kong, Bing
it's
Bong.
Too
have you seen?
Hard.
Have you seen Nacho Libre?
Yes.
Underrated movie. That is a
That's
gorgeously
one of my
shot
favorites,
movie.
So he is just constantly quoting it.
Have you seen Lord of the Rings: Two Towers?
Wait, sorry. Symphonia 16. Bradley Cooper's another one. Thank you. Another one who annoys me for no reason.
Oh, I thought he was honorable mention. That was.
Oh no! Like it started with Silver Linings Playbook.
I knew it.
Which I thought was so fucking pretentious. Mm-hmm. And him pretentious in it. Mm-hmm. And I've just not been a fan since.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Anyway. Those are my men. Ryan Gosling is another good one. He was up in the air. I had to make cuts, guys. We would have been here all night. Because I just love so many men.
Someone in chat in all caps needed to ask you, have you seen Kung Fu Panda?
No.
Have you seen Tung Tung Sahur?
Yeah, what's this Tung Tung thing?
Look up Tung Tung Sahur.
Robin Williams is on my favorite dead people list. Thank you for asking. Do we want to play some this game well, that
no,
I don't
no, no,
think
hold
about?
On, hold on. Yes. You need to look up Tung Tung Sahur.
Not yet, Kate. You have to watch 70 episodes of Skibbity Toilet.
Tong, hang on, okay. How do I spell this?
It's actually, it's an Italian thing. T-U-N-G space.
Oh,
T-U-N-G.
It's it's Italian brain rot. I am familiar with this dumb shit.
Yeah, that's who I am in Fortnite.
That's who he is, Kate, in Fortnite. He's Tung Tung Sahur. Get it through your skull, Kate. He's Tung Tung Sahur on Fortnite. He did 6-7 on Juneteenth.
Shout out Tung Tung Sahur.
None of that means anything to me.
Here, I'm going to show you something. This is literally me in Fortnite.
This is literally me. Tung Tung Sahur.
She tongue on my Sahur till I tongue. Sahur.
Does Kate fuck with the late David Lynch? I haven't seen much by him.
This is
I think he might be a little too out there.
It's him.
For
it's Tung Tung Sahur on David's phone.
Hitting 6-7 in Fortnite. It's
good.
What is it? Juneteenth?
Good job, David. That's so cool. I'm so proud of you.
All right. Fuck off.
Very cool, David.
We're so happy that you showed us that.
The men of H3 think it's awesome.
That's a green flag.
Someone said Bradley Cooper lost me when he started dating Gigi Hadid. He lost me before that. Well, do we want to play the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. Sorry. My energy is fading, but I really want to play this.
Boo!
I like Stavi, but I have my qualms, as you guys can imagine. All right, so we're playing on our screen, right?
Yes.
Okay. Michael Bublé is the famous man I don't like for no reason. I saw him in concert.
Who?
Michael Bublé. Isn't he Canadian? Isn't he Canadian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure acts like it.
Oh, I loved it. I was like, I think it might have been like my 17th or 18th birthday. And it was just like, I just loved him at the time. It was a different time, people. It was Norah Jones. It was a lot of like cafe music. It was Josh Groban, who I also loved. So yeah.
Harley, I
are we ready?
An invite. Just waiting for you to join.
Oh, am I joined?
You're still in the lobby.
I love that for me.
As long as you didn't close the...
So it's not my fault. I have not...
This game's sick. This is Machine Party is what we're playing.
Yeah, we're going to play Machine Party. I've never played
sick.
It.
It's like it's Mario Party.
But with blood.
But like Saw.
I don't like Mario Party, but hopefully this is better.
I hate Mario Party.
I love
Mario Party. I don't like Mario Party?
Because it's boo-boo.
Because they like, it's one of those games where it doesn't matter how skill or whatever's been going on. The last two rounds, it just gets like, oh, here's silly bullshit to balance it out. Because you're all playing Nintendo. One of you is...
It's boring. Right? It's fucking boring.
There's some good mini games, maybe.
Some.
Maybe.
But not
yeah,
enough
I just don't
to
like,
justify.
I don't like their board game thing.
Yeah, not
pissing
enough.
Me off.
I don't like that at all. We don't need that.
We hate that shit.
Yeah. I was going to guess Josh Groban being on your list. Maybe like 20 years ago, he would have been on my list. I definitely listened to his album a lot. His duet with Charlotte Church. Oh, so good. So good. Wait, so, okay. So,
Harley, did
you
join?
If you think about my list, what do you learn about me from that list? Anything, or is it just totally random?
I don't know if I had a takeaway really from it.
It felt really random to me. Two little people feels like a lot.
Oh right? Yeah. 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 Two people was, Two little people is even one.
Even one
is too much.
Harley, please join the game so we can get this going.
It's, yeah, what the fuck, bro? My controller's not working. Good thing I have five right by me.
Oh, good.
Use the Ultra Blow.
You raise me up. Thank you. Thank you, chat. So, yeah, I don't know. I was trying to, like, see if it was telling me anything about myself, but I like small men, I think. All my tiny Jews as well, right?
Tiny Jews.
Yeah. I like small guys.
Wish to have
Yo, shout out to the tiny Jews.
Slight men or very fat men. Shout out all the Jews.
No medium shirt men. That's why you're pissing her off, David.
Yeah, you need to either be a child's small or shop at Big and Tall.
That rhymed.
No in between. No in between. 90s and early 2000s comedians. Yeah. Kate's like the most honest person in existence. A lot of people do not like that.
Yeah, like the men.
Yeah, like the men. I don't know.
There we go.
Short kings. Short kings is the list. Yeah. Short kings and a fat guy. Oh, my look is cute tonight. This is Teddy Fresh. I got the onesie in both colors. Got one for my sister. She saw it before I even texted her about it. She's like, Hello? Yo, is this still available? What?
Hello? You're still here. Do you need another invite?
Oh, for fuck's sake, Harley. Oh, Danny DeVito. That's another good one. Chris Farley is top of the dead list. Yeah. Maybe I need a whole fat list.
Fat and short.
Fat short list. It's a fat list. I could do 10 fat guys that I love.
You got it, Harley?
Yep.
All right, Harley's in. Are we ready?
Yeah. Yes. Are you going to put it up on the screen, David?
Yes, I am.
All right, what do I need to do?
Play the game. Just give me a second to go to Dan's computer.
Okay, so we shouldn't be able to move at all yet?
No.
You can customize your man.
How? Yeah. I want to customize. Resume. Nuh-uh. I can't yet, at least. Maybe it's the next screen. Right?
Maybe. Uh-oh. David, you look different.
Someone said women are bitchy to me on X, not just men. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, girl.
Hey, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Never played this game before, so we'll see how this goes.
Oh, fuck. What's going on with my fucking...
I'm not there.
You're not here.
What? He's not here.
Oh, no.
What happened, Harley?
What the hell happened here?
Wait, invite! There's an invite button.
Where?
I'm there. I'm here.
See? Invite. Okay, he's there. He's there.
All right, we move and we hold.
We move and we hold?
It says the instructions here.
So you move around. If you hold the button, it'll do like a little ping, and you're going to see mines on the floor, and you can't step on them.
Okay. So we're just... Okay, yeah. So down is sonar hold?
No, the button that would be the equivalent to that. So X.
Oh!
A on Xbox.
A? Okay.
Cross on PlayStation.
Okay, A. Fucking hell. All right. I'm scared. Now, what do? We look for mines? Why am I not moving?
Who's not moving?
Me!
Well, what are you doing?
Fuck. Am I coming? Why is this not working?
What happened to your controller? Are you using your controller or mouse and keyboard?
I'm trying to use my controller. Oh, no!
Shit. You trying to use your controller?
Yes.
You're not doing it very well.
Shut up, bitch. Let me check my settings here. What does V-Sync mean? Anything?
Going great.
That was cool.
All right.
All right.
Try moving.
Am I back?
This time.
I can't.
Now you should be able to move. Wait. Now you should be able. There you go.
Okay.
You figured it
okay.
out. So we don't want to step on mines.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to crush this. Ooh. You want to follow me? Oh, shit. Oh, oh no! Fuck. Go,
you're still
Harley,
crawling,
go.
Guys. You're still crawling. Keep
oh,
going.
Oh. I'm half a person. Oh, no!
Crawled for 2 feet.
Fuck. I forgot to scan. Go, Harley, go.
You can do it.
You got it, you got it. Damn it, bitch!
Please, please, please!
Let's go.
Yay.
That's
okay.
Crazy. That was literally
that was
so
crazy.
Crazy.
Dude, that was fucking crazy.
Okay. Whoa.
Cool, just put me in the front. I can die for you guys.
Yeah. Cannon fodder, bitch. Go. Oh, oh. Fuck! Still got a scan,
oh,
Katie.
Can, like,
still got a scan. Don't push me! This is bad
no!
for me, bro! This is bad. Oh, fuck!
Let's go.
Oh shit, you made it through full body. That was sick.
Good job, David.
Better get extra points for that shit.
I think you do. Oh, yeah, I think you do. Well, you should.
Oh, I still got points for that?
You don't.
Oh, we're tied. You're going down, Harley.
Oh shit.
Let me get one of these recoil.
Not the second most competitive male at age 3.
Ew, what the fuck?
Move cursor and interact.
So they're going to show you a cube, and then you just got to hit the same parts and then submit it.
All right.
Oh, shit.
But, look, but make sure you pay attention to the cube here at the beginning.
Okay.
So information.
Harley, have you played this?
No, I watched videos, and I watched friends play it.
Oh, so you cheated. This is my controller.
Look.
People want to... Oh. Okay. Are we each doing our own, right?
We are. You can only see mine.
Can I, like, look around the sides?
Oh!
Uh-oh.
Goodbye!
The fuck?
You did it wrong.
How many shots do we get? Damn, I thought I was doing a good job.
I think I did
fuck
that right.
Me.
How do you get it around the backside, though? You're not.
You don't.
To?
You only see it from the front.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh! Did I submit it too late?
Wait, who was that?
I think David was okay, right?
And are we allowed to? One. Are we allowed to, like, look different?
What? Yeah.
Fix our things.
You lost your chance, though.
I got this one. I got this one.
Easy.
Fuck, I forgot it. Oh, wait. Yes,
me too.
No.
Kate.
No, I remember.
There was 4 pieces.
Shut up, bitch. This might be wrong.
This might be wrong.
You know, the older you get, the harder it is to memorize stuff.
I'm terrible at memorizing. So now you guys have another one or the same one?
Oh, shit. I think I forgot it.
Ah, bitch. Oh, you get older, it's harder to memorize things.
Oh, fuck. I keep fucking it up.
I don't know.
Shit, I didn't submit it. I'm fucked. I'm done.
Bye. Oh, you both did.
We both got fucked.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, not Lil D.
Kate, you gotta pick it up.
I know.
You gotta pick it the fuck up.
All right. Firearm factory. Move, pick up items, drop. Drop. Okay.
Insert.
Oh, yeah. You have, you see, there's going to be things that you pick up. You go grab it with X or A, mm-hmm. and then you drop it with circle or B. But you just pick up the item and drop it on the table, and then it builds a gun, and then you run around and shoot each other.
Fun! All right, where the fuck am I? Why does David look different?
I'm at Dan's
desk. It's me. I have a hat on because I left early when I saw we couldn't customize in the game.
You bitch.
All right, so what do we need here?
Why is it not letting me put it down?
Because it's the wrong thing.
A circle to do that.
I did.
Kate, you need a pipe.
No, it's a circle thingy. It's a spring. Oh.
For me, it's something different.
Don't fucking mansplain me. Fuck God you damn both. It.
All right.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Do you have to?
What the fuck was that?
Dude, what is this? Okay.
This is a video game.
Dude,
game.
What is this?
No, but like, I had the right piece. Oh, it's on the table. Duh. I was putting it in the wrong place. I was trying to put it in the wrong spot.
How about this for the wrong spot?
Hey, why'd you do that?
Are you just building a gun over there?
You killed both of us. Yeah, you're supposed to build a gun.
Oh, and then kill. Okay, I
understand. You fucking bitch. I almost had it. Where the fuck are those? Oh, here we go.
Give me a fucking second. God damn it.
Gotcha.
Oh, no. I should have shot you first. I shot David.
All right. I lost that one.
I got some
points. I
didn't
get any points.
I got some
points. I was like, I'm going to kill this bitch. And then I'm going to kill Kate.
Hey, 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 okay.
Long way. Climb. Oh, I got this shit.
Climb the escalator,
it's like DDR.
Mine the gap.
Oh, it's okay. Like DDR. You guys are fucked.
Okay, nerd.
Listen, I play Guitar Hero. Top 5 game of all time, in my opinion.
Top 5 finger of all time.
I was going to say, she worked at Dunkin', dude.
All right,
yeah, you ain't got
shit
on me. Okay. Oh, I want to use my keyboard for this shit.
Fuck. I lost.
Sick.
All right, let's do it. Hopefully this works. I'm trying to use my keyboard for this. God damn.
Fuck.
It worked for a while.
Fuck, god damn it. I was so close.
I did a lot of stratagems playing Helldivers, guys, so.
Yeah, whatever. Damn it, Harley's winning by a lot now.
Mother.
Yes. Finally.
Bitch.
Are we playing all of these games?
Yes.
Okay.
Runners must reach the exit. The hunter shoots to
kill. Oh, so we have to, two of us run, the third will shoot, with like a sniper rifle. The biggest thing that, everyone was freaking out about was you press left bumper and right bumper, or L1 and R1 to increase or decrease the sensitivity because the gun is really slow unless you do otherwise.
Oh.
So that's
okay.
Good to know if you're the hunter.
All right, move.
How do you do
crouch.
That on a keyboard?
It'll say it if you're the hunter on your side of the screen or whatever, it'll say it at the bottom, I believe.
Okay.
RT is shoot, LT is scope. Ooh, okay. This is gonna be bad.
Let's go, Harley. Take your time.
Mais qu'est-ce qu'il fait là?
Hold on, I can't hear you. Please, hold on.
Putain de merde.
Dead air. Dead air.
Hello?
Dead
can
air.
You guys hear me?
Yeah, yes. Can we play this game now?
Whoa, first dude, does not. You just hate this scoreboard sitting on the screen, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow,
it's just a game, bro. I'll let you win the next ones.
Okay.
Oh, let's fuck.
Ooh. Oh, God. So we have to, like, crouch and things, right?
Yeah.
We just have to hide.
Yeah.
Is that the point?
No, we got to get out of here.
Okay. Jesus. Where is he? Oh, shit.
He's sniping us. Go, there you go. Yeah, go, run. Now's your chance.
Where do we get out? Shit. How do we get out of here? You suck.
Good Kate, dude. Save
you
your bullets.
Suck. Shut up!
Fuck. This is hard.
Eat my ass.
I'm not used
yeah,
to playing.
Yeah, it's not easy.
That. Yeah, no, it's not easy. I didn't do very well.
Yeah, I think hiding is probably the easier of the two.
Oh,
ooh,
fuck.
Harls.
We're screwed.
We're done.
I know, I only saw one person get a kill with this. It's like a left thumbstick shooting game.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm used to my right thumbstick.
Shut up, Harley. Shut up.
You're scared, hey?
Yes.
I know. I know you're scared. It's okay.
Oh, you're scared. Oh, I can't go through a tunnel. That's gay.
Oh, I could use my mouse. Oh. Uh-oh. Who's that one back there? Oh, who's that one back there? Oh, you took a bullet. Who's
not
this?
Me.
Who's this? Who's this dumb motherfucker still out here in my yard? Hey, who's that stupid motherfucker? Your friend's long gone. What's that? A leg? Did I get your leg?
No, no. You
careful!
Did.
Don't let it. I'm looking on the side that you're gonna come on. Fuck you!
No.
Why would you hide in the corner?
I was trying to go backwards to get out of the corner. Ooh, okay, what do I do?
Do we even need a crowd?
Follow me and don't...
Run?
Oh, you just aim and shoot.
Just look speed, okay.
Should I follow you, Harley?
Yeah, follow me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, she doesn't know what she's doing.
Wait, how do I go
just
up?
Run. Yeah,
how
hurry.
Do I aim up?
Just walk through. We're good. Just go straight.
There you go. That's how you aim, by the way. Oh, you're going back to stunt on her?
You fucking bitch. Gotcha, bitch. Oh, that's not... Why can I not...
I hope she's Hunter again, because I'm doing that.
Just to hit a quick teabag on her.
Oh, my God. Oh, we get to do it again.
Let's go.
Yay.
All right. I'm sniping.
Kate, get him back
anyways.
With the dancing. Dance
like
on his
this.
Ass, Kate.
Dude. I like this game. Someone said show my screen.
It's kind of annoying that you see the laser, too.
No!
Ooh! Ooh, ooh, that's the sound of the police. Dumb bitch. Oh, Harley. Harley's leaving me out here.
Goodbye. I'm hurt.
Go, I'm hurt. Harley.
Where are you?
Oh, shit.
I'm going to see your screen. Oh, you're fucked.
Oh, no, shit. No. Oh, no. Can you see me?
Yes.
Why can you see me?
No, only if you stick out, he could see you.
Fuck.
Go, God, okay, go. Fuck damn you, it. Bitch.
All right, fuck you, too. I can't see you. Come out further. I can't see you.
I was looking at David's screen, and, like, your head barely came out, not even. It was just, like, a white line.
Yeah, not even stunting on me at all.
Gotcha, bitch. Okay.
Yeah, but she hit you with the...
Yeah, I know that hurts. All right, now I know what I'm doing. Sort of. You're running. Get David. So goofy.
Get David.
How did you do that? Where is your little stupid ass?
Oh, 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 oh!
Fuck!
Oh, oh!
Fuck!
Oh, fuck!
God damn it! I hate you.
Wait, you got
come
me.
Back
you
out.
Got me. You got me. It's okay. You got me.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Come on. You got me.
She's like, come back out.
Give me another chance.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
I love this game. I just want to play this one over and over.
Yeah, let's just play this game.
Uh-oh.
Can you just pick one?
Probably.
Hey, I hit you at least.
This
Harley, you just walked
you
up the middle like a fucking dickhead.
So I'm killing Kate first.
Fuck.
You think I'm joking, bitch? Go on, Kate. Get out of here. Get out of here, Kate.
Why me? Why me?
Now you too. Her too. You're both fucked.
You're both fucked. Yay!
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh my God.
It's so funny and goofy and even
it's so good.
The crouch.
Yeah. I love how quickly you can crouch too.
Yeah.
How do you get so many goddamn points?
I killed people.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job, Kate.
Thanks. Okay.
Oh, this is great.
Move and push.
This is like the ice falls, the tiles fall. You have to be on the right symbol.
What is
and then you could push each other.
Push each other. Okay, got you.
Got it.
Kate's like, how do you push?
How do I fucking kill you guys?
Survival is unlikely.
Tiles are marked. I'm waiting for the marking. Ooh. Fuck you, bitch.
You guys fucking up already?
Oh my what God. We both
What the fuck, guys? Trying to fucking push you. Get the fuck away from me. The fuck are you doing?
You're both
bye.
I didn't expect the floor to fall out like that. Now I gotta remember that.
All right.
That's this whole game.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the game.
But they change it first, right?
Get the fuck away from me. Kate, you're sitting on the
Oh, I'm so dumb. Wait, it had to be X's? I thought we stood on O's.
No, it changes.
Oh.
Come here, bitch.
Oh, now you need to be on a square. Okay. Gotcha.
Yo, pussy. Come here, pussy. Come here, pussy.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Spamming me. I can't even fucking get up.
It's like hitting the same button.
You do kind of get stunlocked.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Bitch.
I swear it lets you move like a second before the counter. We're gonna both die!
Okay. We're gonna both die!
No!
Don't even look at me. Don't even look at me.
Bitch! Bitch! Okay, now I've figured it out.
Good job. On round three, you got it?
Yeah. Hey!
Good.
So bitch. Awesome. I can just fucking kill you.
Fucking dick. Get him, Harley.
I will.
Avenge me.
Fuck off, pal.
Oh, shit, Harley.
I'm good. Come to this, come to this corner here, bro. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen, dude?
Come on, David.
What do you think's gonna happen, David? What do you think's gonna happen, bitch?
How are you?
What do you think's gonna happen, bro? What do you think's gonna happen?
Oh no!
I can't move!
So dude, stupid. How do you shove so well?
I don't know, we just, it seems like luck or something.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Cause the push is so slow and random, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You can just press the button and hope that your push works.
I just wanna shoot you guys again, that was so fun.
Oh, this is... This one's
table
funny.
Table manners.
Table manners.
Fork.
Fork to
you
fork.
You press A to, you put peas on the fork.
Finish your
and
meal.
And then you press circle to put in your mouth. This is good to know is you could put a lot of peas on the fork at once.
Gotcha.
So you can keep
fork
stabbing.
Fork to plate, fork to mouth.
But don't let the guy
host.
See you.
Okay.
He can't see you eating or he can't see you doing anything?
I don't think anything.
Oh, okay.
Who's the fucking host? Is it one of you? Oh god. Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm just spamming. Fuck.
Whoa!
That's what happens.
Holy shit!
You're eating my blood, Kate. Uh-oh. You're done.
No! God damn it! This is so silly. Good job, Harley!
It is such a weird, dumb game. There's one with smoking cigarettes, too.
Ooh, fun. Okay.
Fuck,
yeah.
Fuck me.
See ya.
I think it was stabbing there. He'll kill you with stabbing. Ooh, you guys got scared there, eh? Okay, you gotta move. David's got way less peas than you.
Oh, shit!
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I knew you got caught there.
Oh, man.
Get them all.
Yeah, eat your bloody peas.
Gotcha! Oh. Nobody
fuck, God damn it.
There was one pea on the plate.
Nobody
it wouldn't pick
wins.
Up the one pea.
Oh, my God.
This is bullshit. The way the points
it's
work.
It's okay,
game
David.
Is so
I saw
stupid.
All the mini games already before you
Dude,
did.
Dude,
that's true.
The points don't matter.
It's we consider that, David. Okay.
Ooh, what's this
what's
one?
This.
What is this?
So this actually the game I saw two people play. I saw people play it twice, and it crashed both times after this on the same computer though. So this one probably won't. And I've been so curious what the fuck the lore is.
I imagine we go into the house, right?
Foreign modifications detected.
Oh my god. What the
close
fuck?
Close the door on us.
How do we go in? Preset is not in accordance with KITAS protocol?
KITAS what? Kate's?
The fuck
Kate's?
Does that mean?
I thought the game crashed for a minute. I was like, uh-oh.
What was that?
Tunnel hazard. Move and push. Another pushing game. Great.
Watch out for the train.
Harley, stay away from the train. Don't go towards it.
I don't know now, but I don't know the games, by the way.
There's a Michael Myers game. Okay.
Oh.
Fuck you, bitch! There goes me. I tried to get in with Harley.
Oh, that was close. Get in there, bro. Oh, go in your hole. Go in your hole. Go, David. Go in your hole. You love your hole. Go. Go. Bye.
Bye.
We both died.
That looked so fucking annoying, by the way.
Wait, Harley, you died too? Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Did I? I thought I went in the hole. I don't know if I made it, though.
Okay.
Get her. Let's get her.
Fuck! Get in, Kate! Ah!
Soul's taken.
Sight's taken. Fuck you guys.
Oh fuck.
Uh oh. Fuck.
Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys.
I'll be both your asses.
Uh-oh.
David, you're cooked. And now I am cooked. You're such a bitch. Harley!
Yes?
Yes.
That's the type of shit that, like, a fight happens when you're kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, a fight happens. A parent has to come in and sort it out.
My brother Hayden, I would just mash the same button over and over
again.
Low
kick.
Yes. Or like the flying kick. Oh, my brother hated it.
You almost got it.
Dude, I was watching you, but somehow I lived.
Oh,
no, I didn't. Never mind.
No, I ran through your thing and pushed you in it.
You're a bitch. Just keep hitting each other.
Ah, equally matched. Your skills have gotten better since I left.
Okay. No.
Good job, David. It's only going to be one spot now.
You're going to miss your train, David. You're going to miss your train, David. Go to the spot, bitch.
I got stuck on a fucking wall. Oh, that sucks.
You fucked by that wall there, by the way.
I should have had you.
God, that was funny.
I should have fucking
had you. I don't know how you didn't get in there.
The points are insane. I got 200 points in that, and Harley got like 700.
I don't think that I died once.
I got like 3. Ooh, a syringe. Okay.
Toggle
Hold
lights.
On. Search / syringe toggle light.
And move.
Search
the office, find the syringe, infect the others. That's so fucked.
If infected, revive and hunt. Search and then, wait, how do I, search and poke people with that. Okay. Well, I don't know.
Don't look at my screen.
I'm not looking at anybody's screen. I'm looking at my own screen.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
This is what we're looking at?
Whoa. Okay.
Oh, it's like hide and seek until...
How do we know when we found the syringe?
Okay, so if you go up to something, it's highlighted in green?
Yep.
Oh, hold the search button. It opens the drawers.
Oh.
Hold the search button.
I can't fucking see shit in here.
Ray, it's in here, Kate.
Oh, no! Fuck you, Harley! I fucking hate you. Okay, now I need to find a fucking...
We gotta find David.
No, I need to find an antidote from your stupid ass.
Is that how it works?
It said revive. How do I revive myself?
This is scary as shit.
Are you looking for David?
I don't know what I'm looking for.
We gotta find David.
I want to bite you.
No, you're my minion.
No, I'm not.
You Bitch. Are. You can't do anything to me. Find David.
You're not gonna
bring find David me. To me.
You're not gonna fucking find me. Good luck.
This is cool. Shit, what's that? What was that sound? Oh, maybe you have 10 seconds left. Is that what that meant?
I'm just going to run around for fun because you didn't fucking get me. Suck it.
Shit,
two
I'm
of
dead.
You, two of you
fuck
couldn't
you,
get me.
David.
Suck it.
Fuck.
Suck
I
it.
I was
Hey,
infected.
I already beat one. I couldn't get all of you.
Wait, but it says to revive yourself. I don't know what that means.
Gotta look for an antidote.
If you get bit. Okay. Fucking open, bitch. What the fuck?
You have to hold it.
I did.
Is it obvious when you get the syringe?
Yeah, it just did it automatically. And he's holding like a big ass syringe.
Okay, cool.
It's huge and green.
I heard that.
Me too. This fucking bitch.
Your ass over here, Harley.
I do not like this.
Buzz off!
All right, Kate, you're going down.
I can't tell if you're close to me or not.
That means we're close. She's lying.
Oh, you're together? No, I just hear footsteps, but I can't tell how close they are.
Oh, come here.
Ah,
God dang it.
Bitch!
Damn it.
Yeah! Hiding in the bathroom. Okay.
You didn't get her?
No, I was close.
You did
though.
Not.
You fool!
God damn it!
No! 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 No!
Yes.
No! No! You fucking bitch! How do I do? How do I revive myself?
I don't know.
Kill you?
Not my problem.
You could if you hug him, you get you have to circle around David, and if you press the
shut up!
You hit Control F. I'm never gonna fucking find Harley.
How do I recharge myself? Maybe it's not a thing, but I thought it said revive.
God damn it, Harley! Oh, it's you.
Ugh. It's me.
I swear to God,
you guys were literally—you guys, I don't—you literally ran right. I was on in your the flashlight. I was in your light. Someone stopped, they were right next to me.
I was trying to lose them, and it didn't work.
These points make no fucking sense.
David, you gotta release. Release the points.
Inhale.
Because they do not... Ooh, okay.
Smoke a cigarette in order to pass. Inhaling too much smoke...
Oh, yeah, I saw this one. This is funny.
Inhaling too little smoke is insufficient.
Okay.
Interesting.
I love smoking.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
If we cough, do we die? Shit. This feels very Soviet Union, doesn't it?
Fuck.
Let's fucking go.
Well.
See ya.
Good smoking, David.
Fuck. Better. Fuck.
Good
I beat Harley at smoking?
Yo. Smoke a dart.
Smoking doinks.
Ripping doinks. Dead.
Big doinks and Amish.
You're both fucking dead. I'm the best smoker in the fucking world.
Oh, shit. This is so weird.
But I'm so focused. Ah, fuck!
You fucked up, Kate. Let's fucking go!
Damn! David, you found your game.
If either of you get any fucking points right now, I'm gonna be so pissed.
Oh my god, you're such a little baby. Good
Thank
job,
you.
Lil D.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ooh, not many
Thank
points,
you.
Though.
Thank
I know,
you.
340. What the fuck
not
is this
many
shit?
Points. Okay.
Debris pick up slash throw junk.
Oh.
Okay.
Junk is on the platform. Too much
totally
junk and you die.
That we're streaming.
We are
I thought
streaming.
We were just playing a game. Hey, guys. Hey, chat.
What's up, guys?
All right, what the fuck are we doing? I don't remember
picking
what
up
it
junk
said.
And throwing it.
Throwing garbage.
Okay, we pick up with A and throw with B? Is that the vibe?
Is that what it said?
That's my guess. Shit! Okay, both A. That's easy.
Fuck, I'm fucked.
Oh my god! Wait, why?
Wouldn't let me pick up anything.
Too much garbage.
Oh, okay. Too much garbage. Okay, cool. So we don't have to hit each other. We just have to throw it off.
Right.
Okay.
You can hit
okay.
each other, though.
Yeah.
Fuck, I get hit in the head. Pick up the goddamn trash, you idiot.
Fuck.
This sucks.
I died.
I was throwing so much garbage.
Good job, Harley.
It wasn't letting me pick up garbage. It literally was. Chat was letting me pick up
garbage.
Yeah, the game's rigged against David.
Literally wasn't letting me pick up any garbage.
The game hates me. Oh, God. You don't want the trash to hit you either.
Yep. If it hits you once, you're fucked.
Fuck me.
I'm fucked.
Get the fuck out.
Pick up garbage, you idiot.
Oh god, it's too much now. Yep. At least I got second place on that.
I got last place every single time.
But we all got points.
Whoa, what am I gonna do with all those points, David?
David. So are we just playing through this whole thing and then we'll call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought we could do this whole thing like two more times.
Oh yeah, perfect.
Until
you
wins.
Win. Okay, spine breaker
move, throw don't device. Let don't you. Let it get you.
If it does, get it off.
Just get it off.
Ooh, okay. Harley's the Michael Jordan of throwing garbage. Okay. What are these things on the floor? Or do they mean anything?
Oh.
See ya.
Oh, it's gonna blow up.
It's just chasing Harley.
You cunt! Damn it!
Oh shit, it broke her.
It broke my spine.
Get the fuck away from me.
Can you walk with it on? Damn, Harley, that thing got your
fuck
nut,
that bro. Thing, bro. He couldn't get enough of my shit. What the fuck?
Good strat just riding behind me. That was awesome.
I didn't honestly, it is a smart move to be close to people. Because you can't walk with it on to throw it. Oh, yes, I can. Hee-hee.
Fuck me!
It's literally never chased me one time. It's only chased you.
Fuck me!
Got Harley.
Yes, go spider. Get Kate, please.
Bitch.
That's so funny. But back and forth. That's crazy. I ain't never seen anyone walk with the spine buster on.
Gotta do what I gotta do here. No!
So crazy.
I got him a couple times.
I was trapped.
Shut up, bitch. Okay. Leave me alone, Harley.
No!
She gets to walk around with it all fucking day. The second it touches me, my back's broken.
Well, it was going really fast.
That's the move. You gotta let it get on you.
Yes. Sometimes it's the move. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not.
See ya.
But I, yeah,
that game
I
is sickening. I love it.
I had That's a strategy. So I had a it's strategy. So just walking with it on.
Yeah, that's the move.
So I can throw it. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
It's a lot of games.
Yep. I know. This is fun.
Lethal
I like
rebound,
this a lot.
Move and push.
Avoid the razor sharp discs. Ooh. Last man standing wins.
And or woman.
Thank you.
Or person.
Thank okay. you. It's not going to be me.
Is it 2026?
That's right.
This doesn't look good.
Where the fuck does it come from? Boys are already pushing each other. Oh, it's like a cute little Roomba! Ah! Fucking
get away
asshole.
From me.
You get away from me.
Fuck off.
Fuck.
Ah, oh, shit!
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
channeling my girlhood. Avoid the skip-its.
No!
Oh my god! That was disgusting.
My blood is being dragged across the ground.
Oh no! Oh no! Fuck! Fuck.
This game's awesome.
I love this game. This we gotta play this
game.
Again.
Yeah.
I just want to shoot you
guys. This is like just a good
again.
One. Like hook up the controllers and play with people.
Yeah.
It's such a smart idea too.
Yeah.
Their other game, dickhole. Buckshot Roulette, is also very fun. Stop fucking pushing me.
Mother bitch.
Sorry, what? Who? Oh, I pushed you. I didn't even realize.
I won one.
I didn't.
I hope I don't get too many points. Oh.
Look how happy I am to be in third place.
Recycling.
Two more.
Forklift certified.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Throttle reverse steer. Crates to your area from anywhere or anyone. The least efficient gets eliminated.
Okay, well, this is going to be bad. Reverse with left. Okay. Come on, Kate. You're a lesbian. operate heavy machinery like your forefathers intended.
Forefathers? No wonder you're gay.
Hey, get the fuck out of my face.
Can you get the fuck out of here? Can you get the fuck out of here? Thank you.
I, like, can't move.
Oh, thank you.
Get the fuck Dickles. Off of my shit.
That's okay. It's mine. I'll take it.
Are we both going to lose?
Butthole.
So stupid.
Oh, what
okay.
happened?
Shut up, Harley. I forgot how to lift.
Honestly, though, driving this shit's kind of fucking hard.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, especially if you're, like, upside down.
Get the fuck away from my shit, dude.
No, fine, Harley! Ew, David!
That's David!
Ew, David!
It didn't put it on my thing!
You bitch. It didn't put it on my thing! That's what you get for fucking stealing.
Harley stole
woman.
First.
Not for me.
Oh.
Wow, this is not that easy to drive. Fuck! I was never gonna win that one. Let me tell ya. Go, boys, go. Go, boys, go. They didn't put it on my thing. Ooh, tie. What's better, fucking... offense or defense here? Who's going to win? Well, that doesn't seem fair.
Fuck, I can't drive this fucking thing.
I was so bad at it. Harley's a cheater.
God, this is so stupid.
What the fuck? I keep getting fucked on these.
They're like, David needs a handicap, that's why. Is that how a handicap works?
Excuse me, I'm just gonna...
Just gonna
put this here.
I'm just gonna round it in over here.
Oh, you bitch.
Right on the fucking edge. Oh, you carry it right till the fucking countdown. That's smart. Just one box.
No.
Let me get that.
Hey, come up off that.
On a scale of one to fuck, David. On a scale of one to fuck!
That's men right
died.
There. That's men right
both,
there.
I think we both died. Yeah.
I'd rather we both die.
Scale of one to fuck.
Well, my plan was I thought I was going to back up like a second to go.
But hey, last one!
The filter.
The
burn
filter.
Recycle.
Work the line. Recycle technology. Burn the art. Hey. Burn, recycle, burn,
what's
recycle.
The lore?
This is a man's game.
This is like Soviet Union, probably. Burn,
I don't remember
recycle.
Which one's burn and which one's recycle.
Not telling. Okay. Oh, fuck! My brain does not like this one. And I'm dead. And I'm dead.
See ya.
What is it?
Too slow. This is a crazy premise for a game.
Didn't have a fucking chance.
No, I didn't. Did you make any mistakes?
Wow,
no.
David.
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's a crazy way to go.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Okay.
Fuck, I'm fucking up.
Damn it! I am just too slow.
Yeah.
Rail me, Daddy.
He's good at it.
Benny over the table is crazy. This is that Guitar Hero shit right here.
Ah, I fuck it up. He got easier patterns than me.
You got easier patterns.
34, goddamn, dude.
Fuck.
Yeah, I fucked up that one. I messed up a lot.
Because I had 42. I beat you the second time.
I had a higher score than that. I had 50 is my highest.
Yeah, well, you fucking won the whole thing. Who cares?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's our scores there on the top right. Oh, so it's been keeping track the whole time. That's cool. So we get recognition for whoever performed the best.
Who's
What's
the
this
winner?
Say here? Might say more information about who
Shut
won.
Up. Oh god, are we gonna get murdered again? Do they have something disgusting for us? Good job, Harley.
Hey, I passed. Hey.
Hey.
Hey! Increase endorphin release.
What does that mean?
Oh.
Okay, we gotta end it here. It's 9:30.
No, let's keep going.
This is awesome. I love this.
Let's just hear what it has to say.
Okay, let's hear what it has to say.
There's lore here.
Is there another machine of different games next to it? That'd be crazy.
There must be. Which is interesting. Hey, who are those people?
Whoa.
We're just part of a whole universe of workers. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Good job.
Way to go, Mick. Mick Masick. Enjoy being millionaires now because your shit game. Show offs.
That was so fun.
Yo, guys, make sure you hit that like button.
Thank you. Yeah, tell us if you like that game. I definitely would play that again. I just want to play the game of us shooting each other the whole time. Is there a
game
like that?
I did like the, there was a couple I liked.
Oh, the pea one was fucking hilarious.
Oh yeah, eating peas was good.
That was
smoking
good.
Was kind of good.
Smoking
I
was
I kind of
cool.
Like the smoking was pretty funny.
I like the train one. That was funny. That felt like the highest anxiety one.
These games are all fun right now. The first bit because you don't like, there's no meta yet that people have found. Oh, when you do this one, you have to always
yes.
do, you know what I mean?
I it's fun hate when everyone, that shit.
Right. Cause when one person discovering the strategy in the middle and other people being like, is
mm-hmm,
fun.
Mm-hmm. Much more fun. Yeah. When you're the one discovering it every time.
Yeah. Well, you discovered that one. What strategy was it?
The spine breaker.
Yeah, the spine breaker. Yeah.
That was cool. I liked that one too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, I guess. David, do you want to do
you think
some
David's
CPs?
You think David's gonna be
he's,
mad all weekend?
He's gonna
or
cry.
What?
Jenny,
I'm gonna
get
like
ready.
Machine party invites on Steam like 2 a.m. tonight.
Your husband is not happy.
Being like, you up, bitch?
Fucking rematch.
Just
rematch.
Got home from playing cards. I'm wasted.
Someone
Let's
asked if
go.
I have pink eye. No, I don't have pink eye. I'm just ill. And tired. There's no pink in my eyes.
Yeah. But now that you've made her very insecure and self-conscious about her eyes, we're going to end the show.
Yeah.
So, look what you've done.
Yeah. David, do a handful of soupies so we can get out of here.
Okay.
David, play with your cock and balls.
Don't come back
Harley
to me
sweepy.
When I'm stretching, bro. Don't come back
he's
to me
so
when I'm stretching,
sweepy.
Dude.
Sweepy.
Dude, I'm going out tonight. I'm going to the techno show. You thought I was eating last weekend with Benjamin Button Yahoo. Wait till you see what's coming through tonight.
I can't wait. Text us.
Benjamin Texas. Button Yahoo.
That was so good. That was so fucking
Texas
good.
Pictures.
And then I woke up the next day and no one responded except for Kate putting on it. I was like, should I just say I got hacked? And someone messaged us to the group chat.
Oh my god.
Weird, I got hacked. How'd that happen? Green Paper said good morning from Korea, just not
one,
colorblind.
And they just put out one text. Just the one.
Just that.
And it was kind of funny, right?
Yeah. So weird. It wasn't me, but if
you pay
Dexerto
to be like, there's a new Benjamin Button Yahoo scammer out there.
Oh my god. All right. Keep going because I am gonna piss
it's
my
It's like
pants.
The pretending you're in the NFL. Yep.
Shauna Meek said, Kate, that's not true. My nephew is colorblind. Go on to your TV and turn on colorblindness mode. Weaponize that incompetence.
Listen, I didn't say most men. I said some.
Who said
some.
That, Shauna Meek?
I said some.
Shauna Meek.
I said some.
Shout out Shauna Meek.
Dan
Gleason. Shout out Shauna Uke.
Dan Gleason said, would you rather have the aura of a Tesla or an aura of a PT Cruiser? Well, there is no aura of a Tesla.
Cruiser, for sure. They look like little hearses.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty chill.
Bring it back.
I feel like they're good. Good
is that a lesbian car?
No.
Okay.
I don't think
every
so.
Car is a lesbian car if it's going through the drive-thru at Dunkin'.
That's right.
That's true.
That's right.
Harry Mess.
I hate that I told you I worked at Dunkin'.
I don't know why I fixated it so hard on it. I'm like,
so
Kate, does she look like she works at Dunkin' or what?
It's so fucking funny. It's so good. I love it. Oh my god, I'm gonna piss. All right, keep going.
Someone said Osama bin Laden. Whatever that means.
It means whatever you need it to mean.
Harry Mess said, I donated like last week asking Harley for movie recs. Someone in chat suggested Death to Smoochie. I watched it. Robin Williams' character is unhinged and so funny. Great soundbite potential. Love y'all.
Okay. I haven't seen that one.
We're going to look into that.
You're not going to a techno show.
Yes, I am.
You're a seepy boy.
You could do both.
Okay.
Sea of Thieves. My boomer dad is rad but so lazy and so colorblind. Luckily, I have a handy mom and now I'm a blue collar legend and fantastic father, but I'm using this 3-day weekend to make my daughters move the pine tree to the front yard.
What?
Handy mom. Call
that must
mom.
Be a small pine
call
tree.
Call up your mom, tell her.
Oh, boogity, huge Watson update. He started semi walking and scooting. He has lost being alone on the couch privileges since he launched himself off the other day. He's also gaining more control going outside. Shout out good Watson.
Do you guys
shout
see pictures Watson. Of Watson, by the way? Do you see pictures of Watson?
Post pictures on the sub. No.
He looks like
it.
Me. He looks like me at Shambhala. No joke.
It.
He's got like an eye gooped out. His like,
oh,
he's
I
got
love
facial
that.
Hair all fucked up.
Fuck yeah. J.H. Cruz. During your top 10 men said, I was such a doubter, Kate, but Knoxville is a banger start. And then just a few minutes later, they said, I take it back. I take back my last chat with Will Smith. He's a cuck.
Mm-hmm. I like a cuck. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
Sam Silker, first super chat for some head. Peace and love from Seoul. Shout out Seoul.
Oh my God. I'm so jealous. You're in Seoul.
Shout
I'm
out.
Go there.
Yeah.
Shout out
Papa Molly. Oh my god, Kate, Johnny's my number one as a bi woman, mainly because he was my first celebrity crush, and I would put that in my dating profile.
I thought you were saying I would put that in my mouth.
Hey.
He's great. I love him. I think he's very handsome as well. He's a handsome young man.
Handsome young man.
Meow.
A handsome young man. Let's see, where else am I at? Where else am I at here? Power Lindsay, Kate, my glorious coven leader, have you heard of the Pagan Chronicles? It's a bi-monthly witch newspaper and it's so cool.
That sounds so like squarely up my ass. What's it called? The Pagan Chronicles? I'm looking it up right now. Can I get it delivered to my house?
Yeah, by a man.
Pagan Chronicles.
That kind of kills it a bit, no?
Oh my god, they do have a subscription. Oh, fuck yeah, I'm definitely reading this. Thank you, I love that.
Let's review it on the show, and then you could just write off the subscription as an expense.
Okay, well, I'll bring it in.
The Deej donated.
He
said, wow, Kate, I don't even get an honorable mention. Guam cord being wiped as we speak. Just kidding. I could never love you, boss.
Love you, Deej. Thank you. I tried to limit dudes I know, and the H3 dudes are the only guys who made it.
Yeah.
I think you count in that. You're associated.
Jav Jean said, shout out gays. I'm just a straight cis man on the right side of herstory. Nothing to see here. Just the best ally ever. Shout out, King.
Hey, you shout and me out. Both, dude.
Uncle Phil was straight? No way. James Avery, I thought he was gay.
Gay.
Sorry, keep going.
You're only saying that because he looked great in his suit.
Sip MX sent one podcast gift membership. Thank you. And finally, Harry Mess, I highly recommend Big Walk. I'm Australian, and it really feels like Australia. Worth playing a couple sessions. It opens up after you find the map. Yeah, that's on our list.
Cool. Yes, on our it list. Is. Yay, I can't wait to play another fun one.
I know there was some more that you guys donated during while we were playing, but we weren't able to
see them.
We weren't able to see them, unfortunately. I'm sorry. But thank you, guys.
Thank y'all. I'm going to send it back to you. Thank you so much. Well... We did it again, guys. Another great week. We will be back on Tuesday. No show Monday because of Labor Day. So the main show also is off. But Tuesday we'll have a special fun episode with Mr. Hutch himself calling in. And we're going to chat about politics, probably Mike from PA, probably poop on Hassan a little bit, which you know I love to do. And, you know, Just have a nice call with him, and then hopefully also some goofs and gaffs as always. And then, So I hope y'all have a good long weekend, and I'm going to go rest my voice for 4 days.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Careful.
All right. Let me do my men. Yeah.